I love this area so much.
The winds are expected to die down today, which should help the firemen. A federal appeals court in Atlanta seems skeptical about the constitutionality of the health care reform law. A three-judge panel heard arguments in a massive lawsuit brought by Florida and 25 other states. Prosecutors at the Casey Anthony murder trial in Florida say the word chloroform was Googled several times on the Anthony's home computer. CNN's Gary Tuchman explains what the prosecution is trying to prove.
Prosecutors are trying to convince the jury that Casey Anthony was doing homework about ways to kill her daughter. It was presumed her attorney would cast doubt that she was the one using the computer. But instead, he seemed to concede she was using it by saying she was surfing topics ranging from self-defense to self-protection.
A close call for a campus full of college ROTC students in Mississippi. 77 of them had to go to the hospital after a lightning strike. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hello there. My name is Amy, and I work at Lowe's. Father's Day is coming soon, and Lowe's has tons of dad-approved gifts to make his day, like a Cobalt 19-piece mechanics toolkit. Was $29.98, now it's yours for just $19.98. That's a $10 savings. Or how about a Porter Cable 2-piece combo kit? Dad gets an 18-volt drill, circular saw, NiCad battery and charger for just $89. Was $109. We've got what Dad wants. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid now through 6/20. Some restrictions apply while supplies last.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Wall Street is on track to extend its five-week losing streak to 6 weeks, with three losing days this week and futures firmly in the red. At six sessions, the S&P 500 has logged the biggest consecutive losing streak since February 09, when the market downturn was at its very worst. Helping keep the gloom going is a warning from Fitch Ratings Service that the U.S. government's perfect AAA rating is in jeopardy and will remain so until the issue of the debt ceiling is addressed. Among bits of news that could make Wall Street feel better, or even worse, this morning, we get the latest on new unemployment claims, predicted to have declined slightly last week from the week before. Also, the government issues its latest measure of the U.S. trade gap with other nations, expected to hold steady. Right now, S&P futures are losing 8 points. NASDAQ futures down 26. That's more than a percent. Dow futures down 42. European markets lower by about 0.25%. Japan's Nikkei up 0.25% today. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Hey folks, sound like fun? This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. Here's today's question. This image shows a picture of a man, and if you can't see his face clearly, you may want to use my invention to evaluate the status of your eyes. Who am I? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
Hello there. My name is Amy, and I work at Lowe's. Father's Day is coming soon, and Lowe's has tons of dad-approved gifts to make his day, like a Cobalt 19-piece mechanics toolkit. Was $29.98, now it's yours for just $19.98. That's a $10 savings. Or how about a Porter Cable 2-piece combo kit? Dad gets an 18-volt drill, circular saw, NiCad battery and charger for just $89. Was $109. We've got what Dad wants. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid now through 6/20. Some restrictions apply while supplies last.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other...
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here.
Because...
And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
I think this is a challenge.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this Thursday morning. A little bit cooler and what should be a much nicer day weather-wise. Looks like we've got 5 to 7 days of pretty nice weather. High in the upper 70s, low in the upper 50s to mid-60s. And I don't know that you can ask for more than that. And so we'll take it. It's been, the last few days awfully, awfully hot. Yesterday afternoon, sweet Jesus, was it? It was oppressive out there. Just oppressive. I want to remind you, we are open lines in this hour. We'll have a lot of open lines time today for you. So feel free to ring us in, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And want to let everybody know that's been looking for the podcast, unless Jeff corrects me, I believe that they are up from yesterday. And it's good to know they were missed instantaneously. So they are up now. And if you were looking for the podcast from yesterday, well, frankly, they're waiting for you now. So you can't put it on us anymore. All right, before we get into all the stuff I want to talk about today, let me turn my attention as I do to begin the show every day, to my good friend, producer, and sports aficionado, Jeff Radford. Tigers lose last night, Jeff, in kind of an error-filled game. Just wasn't their night. But, as the road trip goes, not only did they have a pretty spectacular road trip, but as you just told me before the show started, the hottest team in Major League Baseball over the last 10 games is who, Jeff?
The Detroit Tigers.
Yeah,
only team with 8 wins in their last 10 games.
Well, that's good news. And listen, you're not going to win them all, so I'm not going to sit here and say, sure, would have liked to have had the win last night. But again, not a bad road trip, and I think that they've set themselves up nicely for the weekend. They just have to keep playing consistent ball. I read a quick, short little article yesterday that Maglio is finishing up his, I believe do they play tonight? Do they have Seattle tonight?
Yes, they do.
Okay. I believe Maglio may play tonight.
I think I read something where he, at the last second last night, decided to stay in Toledo for the weekend. Or maybe what you read is more updated. I'm not sure. But I thought he was going to wait until this weekend.
Well, and that may be true because the article I read said that that's what he wanted to do, not necessarily what the Tigers were looking to do. So, as we know, it's going to be what Skip wants and not what Maglio wants.
Well, how do you feel about that, the way the youngsters have been playing lately?
Listen, God bless Maglio. I think that I didn't think we should have brought him back this year to begin with. So that'll tell you how I feel. Listen, we're paying him $8 million. We should play him at some level. I'm thinking also that these, as you said, youngsters are playing well. So maybe we shouldn't play him. See, how do you like that for a non-answer?
That was good. You must be in. You must have been in politics.
Yeah, at one time I was. Maybe the ankle was still sore because we'll remind people that he was on the disabled list for a quote-unquote weak ankle, and so he was rehabbing that ankle. However you do that, I don't know how you rehab an ankle that's weak, but that's supposedly what he was doing. He's been out a while now. Jeff, at the end of the day, where is his strength for us at this point? He hasn't had a hot bat for a long time now. Certainly, defensively, he's not the first guy I'd put out on the field. So where's his strength? What do we do with him? I don't think they keep him in Toledo, that's for sure. But do you let him ride the bench for a while? What do you do?
No, if they bring him up, and like you said, $10 million, he's playing. And it's not going to be the field that makes him play. It'll be the bet. I mean, he is still what everyone thinks is a 300 hitter.
Oh, and I wouldn't mind if you were a 300 hitter. So prove me wrong, Maglio, and come back and do something. But it should be a good weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, let me remind people, Jeff, you and I had every intention of updating this audience on the NFL lockout in that labor situation. Unfortunately, our guest had a situation come up and won't be with us until Monday at this point. And who knows, maybe between now and Monday we'll know something more. I'm sure you read about this quote-unquote secret meeting that the owners and the players had, but all I've got that there was a secret meeting. In fact, the whole article was literally one sentence. The Associated Press cannot confirm a reported meeting between owners and players in the NFL lockout strike. That's the whole thing. That was the whole story.
Ta-da! That's it. Whoever had to got paid to write for that article would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I wonder how much.
Talking to our guest, just like you just said, she said the exact same thing, that probably Monday will work out better because she expects something to happen in the next couple of days, and then she'll be able to talk more about it. So Monday's probably a good day for her to come on.
Oh, that's, six and one, half dozen the other. What's got to be when she can be here anyway. And, if it gets us more information, that's fine. I'm curious to know what's going on. Anxious, actually, to know what's going on. Because I'm a big football fan. It's getting to be that time of year, Jeff, where we start thinking about, the camp and just around the corner. So it would be wonderful to see something break through there because we need football.
The new wide receiver at Lions practice yesterday?
Chris Draper.
Number 33 wearing a Lions jersey.
Any clue what that was about?
He just had extra time, apparently.
Hey, are you reading, and I'm not reading anything into it, and I'm not trying to start anything here, but Ndamukong Suh not showing for these voluntary practices. Again, I'm not concerned about it, and of course the Lions players are, putting a nice little, bow on it, saying, hey, nothing to worry about. He's a very busy guy. He's been in touch with us. I think I'd like it if he were here, though.
Again, yeah, you can go either way with this. And this sounds completely horrible. This is almost what's wrong with sports. But when you're a guy like Sue, he's going to be a superstar whether he practices or not. I hate saying that, and I kick myself for thinking it. But it's good. I would rather see some of these other guys that need the work to show up and be part of the team. I think Sue, no matter what, you plug him in, he's going to be a disruptor. So
there we go. Now I got that Iverson audio in my head. Practice.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I will never forget that. Absolutely never forget that. All right, let's run down what we're going to get to today. And then, of course, we are open line, so feel free to join us. And I'll give you some stuff I'd like to talk about beyond our guest today. And we've got some good ones. At 7 o'clock, Mark Reed will be joining us. Mark is the owner of New Day Counseling. And we're going to talk about a sexting scandal with Representative Anthony Weiner. But more specifically, our Facebook poll question of the day deals with that. Is sexting or online relationships, do you consider that cheating? And we will be talking about that at 7 o'clock. Of course, we can talk about it all morning if you'd like. If you'd like to call in on that, my feeling on this, and I'll talk about this a little bit more after the break, I it is cheating. I don't think that you physically have to be involved with someone to cheat on your significant other. Certainly the internet and the anonymity of the internet has changed that dynamic greatly. And I don't think this should even be a debate. Honestly, I put the poll question up there. Do you think, sexting or online relationships are cheating? And it's just a yes or no question. But to me, it shouldn't even be a question. If you are committed to someone else, that's it. You're emotionally, that's your commitment. If you're online, if you're whatever it is you're doing, whether it's Twitter or whether you're doing it on Facebook or you're in a chat room. It's to me, that's cheating, bottom line. But, you know, I could be alone. Early results, yes, people are saying that it is cheating. But and, certainly, go ahead, Jeff.
And when Mark joins us, he actually will throw in a new cog. Well, not a new cog, but maybe a different look at it. And, you know, as far as relationships go, when it's you one-on-one sending texts back and forth or tweets on Twitter, you know, that obviously there's a connection between you and another person. But he specializes in something that I think maybe some guys would actually say, no, it's not cheating. So, well, when we talk to him, it'll be pretty interesting.
Okay. Are we talking about porn addiction?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll get to that at 7 o'clock if we don't get to it sooner. But certainly we've got an expert that's going to join us to walk us through that. We're going to also talk to Simone Sagovac. You know, for those that haven't paid attention, again, we can get into this before 7:30 as well. There's a very conservative organization that sent eviction notices out to the people that live on what will be the property for the new bridge. Well, you know what? They don't need to go anywhere. They're not being evicted from anything, and they claim they were doing them a favor by giving them, what, advance notice? I'm not quite sure what that's about. But Simone Sagovac will be joining us from the Southwest Community Benefits Coalition to talk a little bit about that insanity. Of course, David Holtz will be with us from Progress, Michigan. Mitt Romney in town, and certainly would love to hear some, love to get some calls on this. Mitt Romney in town. Claiming that, you know what, that President Obama actually did what he told him to do. For those of you that don't remember, Mitt Romney said, let them go bankrupt. Let them die. Let them die. Let free enterprise do what it does. And, of course, that was the wrong tack to take. Now he's saying, no. What I was saying was they need to go bankrupt. I just didn't want them to get any money. But, you know, President Obama did what, you know, I asked him to do. Oh, this is good stuff. 888-552-3595. Anyway, I'll let you know where Mitt Romney's going to be this morning. Perhaps you want to go have breakfast with him or remind him that if he eats that breakfast, he may have heartburn the rest of the day. Tony Trupiano with you on this Thursday morning program. Let's take the quick break here. We'll be back after we take this break on 1310 WDTW. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. We've got a pretty bad accident working I-75 southbound at Chrysler Drive. Only the right lane open. Three left lanes are blocked. We're backed up solid from Lapeer. Traffic is not moving very quickly through there at all. This may be taking a while. Looks like there might be an investigation going on. So, unfortunately, anytime throughout our morning drive, we may have the delay 75 southbound because of the accident at Chrysler. I'm Diane Cross. Traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, scattered thunderstorms expected throughout the day, a high near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 59. Tomorrow, thunderstorms possible and a high of 73. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If the road doesn't feel like a traffic-free paradise to you, then you're not driving with new TomTom HD Traffic. It's the breakthrough service that steers you clear of delays automatically. And you'll only find it on a TomTom, because anything less is just GPS.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Tripiano.
And thank you for punching in this morning. Again, we're open lines this hour, 888-552-3595. Again, on Facebook, look for First Shift. We are kind of stuck, guys. You know, we need those likes to start going up again. You know, we talked the other day about a little bit of complacency. We've been on the air 5 weeks now. We've kind of settled in. But we need to keep pushing this thing. So I want to remind you to share the show with somebody, just one person every day. We need to continue to build the audience. I appreciate everything you've done to this point, but we can't, you know, after 5 weeks say, okay, well, now he's here and everything's fine. It doesn't work that way. You know, again, we're building a movement here, not just doing a radio show. So you got to make sure you keep doing that. We've been stuck at 447 here for the whole week. We haven't had a new like all week. So let's, you know, you guys got to help me out with that. And I have no problem asking. So, you know, let's get out there and do that. Before I go on, I wanted to let you know that Mitt Romney will be at the Senate Coney Island in Livonia this morning on Plymouth Road. And we're asking you if you'd like to go out and perhaps say hello to Mitt Romney. And you can define hello in any form you'd like. Today at between 7:30 and 8:30, he will be at the Senate Coney Island at on Plymouth Road in Livonia. The goal is to kind of show up and remind him that, you know, he told Detroit to go bankrupt. You guys do or know he's a Michigander, right? Born and raised here partially. His father was one time the governor of the state of Michigan, an auto executive. And so it makes you wonder, you know, what was he doing to his homies? Certainly wasn't taking care of us with that op-ed in the New York Times a few years back. And so, yeah, you know what? Jeff said during the break, you know, maybe when he goes to buy breakfast, he'll have forgotten his wallet. And he'll have to do some dishes or something. I don't know. This is just ridiculous. But we're going to David Holtz from Progress Michigan is actually going to be at the Senate Coney Island this morning and will let us know right then and there in real time what's going on. So I'm looking forward to that. All right, Radford, you had sent me last night a link to a story. And let me just set this up, and if I get any of it wrong, you'll, of course, correct me. But basically, in Chicago, the Chicago Tribune had written a story about five youth that had stolen some stuff from a couple people. Come to find out, and it got to be a big story there because they did some arrests, but come to find out that the youth that were responsible were African-American or black. But the story never said what their race was. And so there was some controversy surrounding that because some people felt like they should have been told in advance the color of the skin of the perpetrators. The debate, of course, is, does it matter? Now, you and I were having a disagreement about this before the show began today. Because I said, does it really matter? You said it does. Well, kind of it does. And I guess kind of it does to me as well. But, Jeff, what is there something wrong by, in your mind, is that what's wrong with excluding the race of those that have been, that will be charged with this crime?
Well, for me, it was a description. It's not that I want to put down a race at all, but I mean, if you read reading through the story and then you read the comments afterwards, one guy, of course, he said it in a very racist way, but he made a decent point that wasn't racist is, you know, if you're reading the story and you're in Chicago, you want to be able to be on the lookout for, you know, this had been a spree that was going on, and you kind of want to, you know, watch out for, here's five guys, and they fit the description. So, you want to be on the lookout. Now, I'm not saying, you know, well, you need to know if they were black, but if they were Indian or Chinese, or if they're white even, you know, give us a description so we know what to kind of be aware. Isn't that the whole point of the news, is the awareness?
Well, you know, again, that really is the question, and it is about awareness. And so, you know, this goes back to a little bit of racial profiling because, you know, if we say, okay, five black youth are responsible for a, and I'm just going to, you know, create part of the story here, are responsible for a, a recent rash of crimes targeting older women. Okay, let's just say that's the story. And we know that they happen to be black, and, you know, maybe we know what they've been consistently wearing. Let's say they're hoodies and sagging jeans, all right, with white Nike tennis shoes. Now, if we take away that they're black and say they're wearing hoodies, sagging jeans, and white Nike tennis shoes, is that enough information, Jeff, or not?
Again, that's going on the basis that they're Charlie Brown then, and they wear the same thing every day. You know, they never switch their clothes. If that's the case, then, yeah, that's fine. That's a good enough description, I suppose, based on the fact that they're always wearing this. But then if it's in the news and they read it, they're going to start switching up their style. And I mean, it's such a small detail. It is just one part of the detail. But if you leave something out, that is where, you know, you start. You know, if you're doing a reporting job and you leave a detail out, to me, that means, and you know, you're knowingly leaving it out. It's kind of an incomplete story.
Now, and here, and I'm going to tell you, because this just popped into my head, I'm going to go with it. And if I'm wrong, I'm sure you or this audience will be happy to slap me down. But let's say we're going to talk about the car they're driving. And let's say it is a 1997 Taurus. Now, let's say we happen to know the color of that car and we don't print it. That would be a pretty important fact, wouldn't it?
I think so.
All right. So that's my point. If you take away the emotion of this story, now I'm firmly coming down with the position. I'm going to stop being a politician this morning, Jeff. Yeah, it was important that they tell us that they were African-American youth. Because, again, if it were a red 1997 Taurus, I would need to know that. I really would. If I'm looking out for this, if I'm being a good neighbor and I'm, you know, really kind of protecting what's happening in my community, I need to know that that Taurus is red. And so if there are five black youth, now, and there are patterns to this stuff because now it's, you know, it's a slate of, you know, of attacks on older women, which is the story that I presented. So chances are that they're going to be together because we now have a pattern that's built. So, yeah, you know what? We do need to know that they were black. Do we know why they excluded the color of their skin? I mean, I don't remember. You know, I honestly didn't print the story. I apologize. I did read it. Did they give a justification for not printing the color of their skin? I just don't recall that they did.
Yeah, the Chicago Tribune made a conscious effort because their opinion, or I guess their basis was that the color of their skin had nothing to do with the crime. Like, it doesn't matter if you're black, whoever, you know, it was these five guys separate from whatever their race was. And while I agree with that, I still think if you're on the lookout, if you're, you know, hey, be aware of these guys, but we're not going to tell you what they look like, you know, what you're looking at everybody then. And you made a good point earlier, too, talking about, well, you know, you've never seen the story, five white guys. Well, I want to know that, too. If they were white, I would want to know, like, list it, five Caucasians, bang, I want to know.
Yeah, I do want to know that, too. And again, now based on what I just said, you know, if we were to take away the emotion of this, it's, you know, a red Taurus, I need to know if it's a red Taurus or a white Taurus or a black Taurus. I need to know that. That helps me as I'm looking to prevent something, helps me to do to actually prevent something. Folks, what do you think? 888-552-3595. Did the color of the criminal's skin matter? Do we need to know that detail if we are looking out, if we're trying to help? Let us know. Tony at thetonyshow.org. A quick break here. Lots to get to in this hour. You'll want to stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW. I'm Tony Trupiano on Michigan's only progressive talk show. Stay with us.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, still involves that accident in Oakland County, I-75 southbound at Chrysler Drive. Looks like only the right lane open. An accident has gone in the two left lanes, and that's where police and emergency crews and all of that working, and we've been backed up toward Lapeer. Pretty solid traffic, very slow with only the right lane open. Rest of the roadways look pretty good right now. We're not seeing any delays or backups on any of those.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Scattered thunderstorms expected throughout the day. A high near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A low near 59. Tomorrow, thunderstorms possible and a high of 73. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. As new U.S. jobs creation weakened in May, United Steelworkers President Leo Girard told the U.S. Senate committee that manufacturing and the nation's defense industries must be revived. Girard says 6 million U.S. jobs and 57,000 manufacturing facilities were lost between 1998 and 2010. He calls this terrible manufacturing devastation a clear and present danger that has undermined America's economic security and is a direct threat to national security. The United Steelworkers are calling for immediate action with strategic and employment-linked policies, investments, and incentives to revitalize America's manufacturing sector. The National Labor Relations Board is widening its investigation into possible improper interference in the biggest union representation election since the election at Ford Motor Company 70 years ago. The NLRB is conducting on-site investigations now to determine whether Delta Airlines illegally pressured 30,000 ramp and gate workers to vote against unionization. The NLRB is also probing possible Delta labor law violations involving 20,000 flight attendants. The International Association of Machinists and the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, lost the union representation elections, but both are contesting the results due to alleged improper interference by Delta management. Connecticut is about to break new ground for states guaranteeing workers' rights to paid sick days. Jesse Russell reports.
Starting next year, Connecticut service workers won't have to worry about losing pay to take care of a sick family member or if they're sick. The state passed legislation this weekend that mandates 1 hour of sick leave for every 40 hours worked, up to 5 paid sick days per year. The sick leave can also be used for seeking service in issues of domestic or sexual assault. Nearly 40% of workers in the country lack basic sick leave, 60% of Latinos, and more than 50% of African Americans lack access to sick leave. Additionally, a whopping 80% of low-wage workers have no access to sick leave. San Francisco is one of the few cities that has mandatory sick leave, and a recent study found that two-thirds of employers haven't found that law to detrimentally impact the way they do business. The study also found that 1 out of 8 workers in spaces where they come into contact with the public said they were less likely to go to work if they were sick.
This newscast was made possible in part through underwriting support from the hardworking men and women of the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Workers Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And so we have the drama that has become Congressman Anthony Weiner's sexting scandal, or however you want to put it, his online addiction to talking dirty. You know, Jeff, I actually went to Radar Online yesterday and read the dialogue that he has had with a couple different women. And, it was beyond inappropriate. I mean, way beyond inappropriate what was going on there. Now, listen, to each their own. I realize people have their own proclivities and, you know, they've got their own little freaky things they like to do. And that's their own thing. And what happens in your bedroom is absolutely okay with you. I just don't need to know about it. So very inappropriate stuff. Now, here's what we know. We know that he's recently married to an amazingly beautiful and an amazingly intelligent woman, truly a leader, formerly on Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton and now in, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton's staff. We know they courted for a while. We know that they're expecting a child. I just learned that this morning, that he and his wife of less than 1 year are expecting a child. What the hell's wrong with this man? And I'm not asking you because you don't know. You don't know Anthony Weiner, so I wouldn't expect you to know the answer to that, Jeff. But seriously, for God's sake, married less than a year. So I'm going to guess that this is something that was a part of his persona long before he met this woman and got married. I'm just going to guess that. Seriously, if you've got this kind of problem, we'll talk to Mark Reed about what porn addiction is, because I don't think it's the same thing for everybody. I think it has different characteristics, if you will, for different men, and I'm sure some women. But I saw this cartoon yesterday. There are these three women that are, you know, kind of dressed in quote-unquote political clothing, and they're standing underneath this billboard. And on the billboard it says, Estrogen 2012. And the balloon in the cartoon says, you know, why is it that they're never talking about us when this stuff happens? Women don't do this stuff, or they don't get caught at it anyway. And I realize that there are so few women in politics that, you know, that's probably why, if it is happening, you know, they're either better at hiding it or, you know, more discreet, or they're just not doing it. But I don't understand this whole thing. I mean, if you're in an unhealthy relationship, Jeff, or you're not happy in your relationship, get out of your relationship. Because all this guy's doing is hurting this poor woman. Don't you agree with that?
See, I don't know. That's why I can't wait to talk to Mark about it. I want to know if that's the case. If these people that do this kind of thing, if they're really unhappy, or is it almost like they can separate it? It's a separate life that has nothing to do with, you know, like they have a regular, normal, everyday life, and then they have like a separate online life. Like, okay, that's Anthony Weiner, the online guy, and this is Anthony Weiner, the regular guy. And I don't know that it's like unhappy with their wife. It's almost like they have split personalities, maybe.
Well, but okay, I'll buy that. I mean, I'll buy that. I'll buy that there are separate lives. I get that, but you're hurting someone else at this point. And now maybe if you have that conversation before you're married, Jeff, maybe if you say to your spouse to be, or your, you know, whoever you're committing to, hey, listen, I've got this part of my personality that you need to know about. I love you very much. You know, we've got a very healthy sexual relationship. I enjoy being with you. We have fun together. I love you. I want to be married to you. I want to be with you. But I also need to be able to go online and do really freaky stuff. You know, honestly, do you think somebody's going to agree to that, Jeff? Would you agree to that?
While you're describing it, I'm just picturing it, and I'm thinking, that's the last... I mean, especially, like, can you imagine that coming out on a first date? That would be like, all right, well, it's been nice knowing you. Thanks for dinner. See ya.
Right, or even the 10th date, for that matter. But, I mean, at some point, again, because somebody else is involved at this point. Listen, when you're single and you have, you know, what some would be considered aberrant behavior, not everybody considers this to be aberrant behavior. You know, some people, this is very normal behavior. And again, I'm not judging the behavior. I'm not. What I'm saying is, you know, when there's somebody else involved, and in this case, he's married, and this woman is pregnant with his child, and yet he's got, and again, I don't know if you read the dialogue that was going on back and forth between him and especially this one woman that ended up releasing these transcripts from these Facebook chats that they had. But it was very inappropriate for a married man to say what he was saying to this woman.
And we'll get into the relationship aspect when we talk to Mark. But let me ask you this. While, I mean, because obviously it's a political talk show. Do you think that he should step down, that this will affect his job? Because he's getting a lot of pressure now from Democrats to say, hey, look, you should be resigning. You should be getting out of office.
Well, that's the reaction. You know, in politics, we react. Listen, you know, there have been a handful of Republicans that have been in this situation as well. Not just Democrats. There was that congressman a little while back that posted a picture of himself shirtless on Craigslist, and he actually did resign. He did resign as a result of that happening, but he was having affairs on his wife. He was having physical affairs, and so that was a little bit different. All right, a little bit different. A lot different.
I didn't mean to break it down party-wise. I mean,
No. I'm just saying,
In general, though, if he's, you know, does this affect his everyday job? You hired him to do a job.
How can it not affect his job? I mean, you know, he's not doing his job because he's having to respond to this scandal, so that takes him away from the job he's being paid to do. And if you talk about separate, you can't separate, at this point, you can't separate him having to deal with this and interfering with him doing his job, his committee assignments, his constituency hours, his fundraising hours. You know, if I were to wake up tomorrow morning and something, God forbid, were to happen where I got caught doing something, you don't think that it wouldn't affect my job, Jeff? Of course it would affect my job.
Okay, but what if you were completely innocent and someone just keeps accusing you and then you have to address it for a couple of weeks and yet you know, I mean, let's say 100% you're not guilty and yet you're being accused, you're still having to address it and it's affecting your job.
Yes,
you have to resign because you're not guilty?
No. But the difference in that scenario is if you're, you know, listen, to prove innocence is probably a much greater burden than to prove guilt. Honestly. If you are truly innocent of something and you don't have, you know, hard, cold evidence that proves that, you're right that this could haunt you. I mean, it truly could haunt you for days and weeks on end, because how do you prove you're not doing that? You know, you could turn your computer over, but, you know, there's still going to be people that are suspicious, right? I mean, no matter what you do, there's always going to be suspicion. So I get that. But the difference is he was lying. Now, that's the other part of this that we need to factor in. He lied about the truth and about the validity of the reports, the early on reports. So, you know, again, we quote unquote hire our politicians by voting for them, but we hire them to do a job. One part of that job description is honesty and integrity. I mean, it's kind of built into the job, right? Well, he's no longer, in my opinion, an honest and filled with integrity. In my opinion, should he step down? Absolutely, he should step down. Absolutely, because he's breached his vow to protect and defend his country. We now know him to be less than honest. If we can't trust him to tell the truth with this, how do we know, Jeff, we can trust him to tell the truth on anything?
Very good point. And then I started thinking, if he's not committed a crime, though, say he's just cheating on his wife, which again,
this is not a crime. In my opinion, he's not. It could be, and it's not perjury because this was not done in an illegal way.
But I guess with Twitter, it becomes more public. If it was done in a way that it was not so public, what right do we have as citizens to know what his personal life is like?
Well, I believe that when you put yourself out there publicly, like I do right now as a radio show host, Jeff, to some extent, you do as the producer of this show.
Oh, great.
And you come on and, you know, you also, Jeff, do a talk show in Ann Arbor. You often do radio on our sister station, WDFN. You are a public figure. I believe that there is a different burden that you have to shoulder as a result of doing that. Do we have a right to that information? Absolutely not. But if it becomes public, I'm sorry, friend. You've put yourself out there. You need to now deal with it. This is the way I see it. Now, you can disagree with me all you want. We don't have a right to this information, Jeff. Absolutely not. But when it becomes public, the public's going to want to know more. And you know what? Part of being a public figure is being held to a different standard. And again, we can disagree on that. Do we have a right to know if, you know, any movie star, because God knows the gossip magazine, look at how many billions of dollars are spent every year on gossip magazines.
Well, right, but if a movie star cheats on their spouse, they're not, well, I guess, you know, it depends, but for the most part, they're not going to be fired off of a movie or fired, you know, they're not going to lose their job over it, depending on the situation. For the most part, they're not. In this instance, I mean, these politicians, and like you said, the one guy took a shirtless picture, and now he's done. I mean, that's it.
Well, there was a guy, another Democrat a couple of years ago, Eric Mesa, who was a congressman from New York, upstate New York. And he was accused of fondling not an underage kid, but a younger staff member. You know, and as the story plays out, they were wrestling and he grabbed him inappropriately. And then then as that story became more fuller, yeah, you know, it sounded like it was inappropriate. And so he ended up resigning because, again, he's another one that lied about what had really happened. And then when the truth came out, you know, there's that whole cover-up thing. There's this lack of confidence in that person at that point. You know, and it's no different than any workplace.
Well, a crime, I mean, if it's against the law, then I'm fine with the public knowing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But oftentimes, you know, again, in this Anthony Weiner case, there is no crime committed. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let's take a quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Tony Truppiano on First Shift. We'll be right back. Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind.
1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Again, our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day is texting cheating. Just a simple question, and everybody so far is saying yes, it is. You know, Jeff and I have been having an ongoing discussion about it. I certainly think it's cheating. Jeff, I guess I just haven't asked you. Do you think it's cheating?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, no. I mean, you know, some people. I would assume some people don't think it's cheating because they're doing it. And I think that that's why they do it, because they don't think it's cheating or they don't care. Part of my confusion on this, and then I'm going to move on, but part of my confusion on this, you know, usually the first year of marriage, Jeff, is pretty freaking hot. I mean, you know, you normally that first year of marriage, you're having a great time still.
I wouldn't know, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, think about it. You know, just, you know, from a logic standpoint, you know, again, depending on how long you've been together. I mean, I realize some couples don't get married for a very long, they've been together a long time, but, you know, normally that first year of marriage is, it's new and it's fun and exciting. You know, you're still pretty active in the sack, you know, and, you know, it usually takes a while before stuff cools down. So I don't get it. I don't get it. And beyond that, did you see the picture of his wife? Have you gone and looked at a picture of his wife?
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at Schwarzenegger, look at Hugh Grant.
Yeah,
for some reason, a lot of guys who have really good-looking wives end up cheating, and the people they cheat with, it's like you couldn't hold a candle to who they actually were with to start with.
Yeah, again, part of that, and maybe Mark Reed will have an answer to this. I will find out. I don't know. I mean, I just don't know, but I find this very interesting, and we'll move on. You know, hey, Jeff, I read an article the other day, and I forgot, and I didn't forget, I just haven't had time to share it, but, you know, economists are now saying that Michigan's recession is finally over. The state of Michigan's economy grew by 2.9%. last year, and that's actually faster than the national average of 2.6%. And this is according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. Now, that's a dramatic turnaround from the declines of 4.3% in 2008 and 5% in 2009. But Jeff, to you, and my answer is no, does it feel like we've come out of the recession? Do you feel like all of a sudden... I mean, you and I are doing okay. I get that. I mean, you've got a decent job. I've got a decent job. But I don't feel like we're out of a recession.
No, it doesn't feel like that at all, especially not with the direction that we're headed. I mean, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. When people are getting their pensions taxed, when kids are losing money and schools are losing money, and when, people are now middle class, I guess, if the middle class still exists, has to pay more to fund something. I mean, we're not looking forward to the next couple of years.
Well, you know, I'm going to make this the poll question tomorrow. You know, do you feel like we're out of the recession? Because it doesn't feel that way to me. And I look around, you know, the things that, you know, none of this is the official stuff. None of this is the stuff that the data crunchers use. But I look at the number of businesses that are and how they're doing in the areas that I frequent, from here to home and in points in between. You know, I look at how well my neighbors are doing. I look at the amount of homes that are for sale, still for sale, in so many neighborhoods around Southeast Michigan. I look at the unemployment rate, which, by the way, went up last month, Jeff. And so when they say that we're out of the recession, perhaps from a numbers standpoint, we are. But keeping in mind, you know, and again, I'll use their data, 2.9%. The economy grew by 2.9%, but when you combine the 2 years previous to that, okay, I mean, if you add them together, you come up with, you know, 9.8% decline in the economy. So seeing an advance of 2.9% doesn't nearly bring us even. Now, maybe it doesn't work that way if everybody's following me, but I'd happen to think it would.
So you don't believe in five steps backwards, two steps forward, and that being progress?
Yeah, that doesn't equal progress to me. You know, now once we get to even, then for every step forward, that's progress. But yeah, no, I don't, you know, this is kind of like, you know, Governor Snyder's, and this is the blog post I'm going to be posting after the show today. This is what I'm working on, and I'm titling it Welcome to the Grand Illusion. It looks like one thing, it is something different. And I believe that this dialogue is the same thing. We say that the recession is over, that things look better, the economy's growing, and that is fundamentally true. But as compared to what? You know, there's always a second part to the equation. We never seem to talk about the second part to the equation. And so when I look at these numbers and I look at my neighbors, you know, and I look at the businesses in my area and I talk to people that are struggling, you know, and it makes me wonder, you know, and then the governor, you know, Snyder gave that rah-rah motivational that was less than motivational speech last weekend up in Mackinac, that we have to start dialoguing about Michigan more positively. We've got to have a good mental attitude about the state of Michigan. Well, I don't fundamentally disagree with that. Again, I'm an optimist. I'm the optimist in the room all the time. You know, I'm the one that always sees the glasses half full. I am. But you still have to look, I mean, I'm also a realist, and you still have to look at the truth, and you still have to deal with the reality. And so we can talk about how great things are all we want. You know, Jeff, you had made the point the other day, and I actually included this in the blog post I'm working on, the Huntington Bank thing. You know, where this out-of-state bank is all of a sudden going to, you know, supposedly going to throw in $200 million, you know, in loans for startup businesses. Well, I know $200 million is a lot of money. It's not enough. It's really a drop in the bucket when you're talking about the kind of dynamic jobs we'd be looking to create with $200 million. It would be nothing. It would literally be nothing. And so we can shine it all we want, and it can look as pretty as they want us to think it is. You know, but it doesn't equate into progress. And ultimately, this has to be about progress. Jeff, I mean, doesn't that make sense to people at some level? Because I'm getting a little concerned that people aren't making the connection right now. You know, that's, you know, maybe it's me. I don't know. Folks, I really don't know. I, you know, part of me, and somebody asked the question on the Facebook page yesterday, you know, do people even care? I do believe people care. I honestly believe people care. I just don't think they feel like they factor into the solution. And they do, and actually, you all are the solution. You know, let me end the hour with this. You know, you want a little motivational speech? Let me give you a little motivational speech. You are the answer. Each and every one of you are the answer. But it's about the collective action we take, not the individual action we take. Individually, we do the action, but it's what we decide to do collectively that matters. I'll use as an example the recall of Governor Rick Snyder. If you go to firericksnyder.org, what are you going to find there? You're going to find a lot of dynamic information. You're going to find a lot of people, community of people that are looking to create change. But for every single person that shows up and plugs in and then volunteers, there are thousands of others that say, it's not going to happen. It can't be done. It's too much work. You all want change, but you're not willing to show up for it. You need to wear that. You need to wear that. I don't know what it's going to take to move you. I do know that I'm going to keep trying until I figure it out. All right, let's take a break here. When we come back, Mark Reed, New Day Counseling. We'll talk a little bit about sexting and porn addiction, see if we can figure this out. In the meantime, Diane Cross will be with us. Traffic and weather, news from CNN. This is First Shift. Stay punched in. We'll be back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. Most of the roadways looking pretty good. Traffic is just starting to build in areas like 96 East coming in toward 275. The big problem, though, I-75 southbound, that earlier accident at Chrysler Drive still has things backed up from before Lapeer for those trying to squeeze down in toward Chrysler where only the right lane has been open, really affecting the ride for those trying to get toward 59.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Scattered thunderstorms expected throughout the day. A high near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A low near 59. Tomorrow, thunderstorms possible and a high of 73. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN. CNN Radio. I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, the weather might help firemen in Arizona today. It's not supposed to be as windy, so the red flag fire alert is lifted. However, officials are warning people not to get complacent. This woman in Springerville says the fire is unpredictable.
The fire is just getting closer. They built firewalls, but they can't estimate what direction the fire is going in. Evidently, it just changes direction and comes towards us more.
The fire has moved into Greer, which was already evacuated. Full evacuations were also ordered for Springerville and Eager. The pressure is mounting on New York Congressman Anthony Weiner to resign because of the sexting scandal. CNN's Dana Bash reports a growing number of Democrats want Weiner to leave.
About a half a dozen are saying publicly it's time for Weiner to go. And that includes Alison Schwartz. And this is significant because it shows how much Democrats think this is hurting them politically. She is in charge of recruiting Democratic candidates to run in 2012. And some of the language has been quite strong. Joe Donnelly of Indiana, he said this. He said, enough is enough. It's time for Congressman Weiner to resign.
Oil prices shot up after OPEC refused to increase its supply. The cartel is heavily divided on the issue, but Secretary General Abdallah Salem al-Badri insists there's still plenty of oil to go around.
We have, you know, enough supply in the market. There is no shortage whatsoever. As of today, we are not in a crisis.
OPEC produces about a third of the world's oil. Adrian is the first hurricane of the season. It formed in the Pacific and is moving away from Mexico, but it could cause dangerous rip currents. Someone driving a 2009 model year car is almost twice as likely to die in a rollover crash as someone in a 2009 SUV. That was one of the surprising things the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found in their study of death rates. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for the new lower price of $89, a $170 value. You get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. It's got Father's Day written all over it. A Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, folks. Sound like fun? This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. Here's today's question. This image shows a picture of a man, and if you can't see his face clearly, you may want to use my invention to evaluate the status of your eyes. Who am I? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
For several years, we've been telling you about declining circulation and ad revenue in the newspaper business, resulting in an industry-wide staffing cut of 25% over the past decade. Now the FCC says the role broadcasters must play is all the more important to reverse the tide of what it says are local stories not written, scandals not exposed, government waste not discovered, health dangers not identified in time, and local elections involving candidates about whom we know little. Some sign of life in stock futures this morning, now rising. They'll have to rise more if Wall Street wants to break its losing streak of 5 weeks for the overall market and 6 consecutive days on the S&P 500. Right now, S&P futures gaining 3, NASDAQ futures up 6, Dow futures up 27, after European markets reversed losses and now are moving higher. Among news that could help move the market today, reports this morning on the trade gap and new unemployment claims, both coming out an hour before the opening bell. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? Our region's cash core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, folks. Sound like fun? This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. Here's today's question. This image shows a picture of a man, and if you can't see his face clearly, you may want to use my invention to evaluate the status of your eyes. Who am I? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
Hello there. My name is Amy, and I work at Lowe's. Father's Day is coming soon, and Lowe's has tons of dad-approved gifts to make his day, like a Cobalt 19-piece mechanics toolkit. Was $29.98, now it's yours for just $19.98. That's a $10 savings. Or how about a Porter Cable 2-piece combo kit? Dad gets an 18-volt drill, circular saw, NiCad battery and charger for just $89. Was $109. We've got what Dad wants. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid now through 6/20. Some restrictions apply while supplies last.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano on this very nice Thursday morning, just outside between hours, and it's cooling off nicely. Much cooler than it was a couple hours ago, even. And it looks like the weather's going to be gorgeous today. If you are just joining us, good morning, and I hope you had a good night's sleep. We've got a great show lined up for you today. In just a few minutes, based on the national conversation that's been going on over Congressman Anthony Weiner and what is called his texting scandal. Of course, that dealt more with Twitter and Facebook, but I think it certainly serves the purpose of this discussion. We have now seen, and of course, these more high-profile cases. You know, even Newt Gingrich, who's running for president, has his fair share of problems in his marriages. He has had, you know, infidelity has been a problem. We know in politics often infidelity is a problem. Certainly President Bill Clinton comes to mind when we think of that. And then, of course, this most recent case with Congressman Anthony Weiner. Well, joining us now to try to help us maybe understand the mindset here, and as we were talking in the last hour, because I just have lots of questions and I just don't understand it, so we've reached out to Mark Reed. Mark is a licensed professional counselor here in the state of Michigan and specializes in marriage and family counseling. He has a bachelor's degree in family life education from Spring Arbor University and a master's degree in professional counseling from Ashland University. He prides himself on over 30 years of practice helping families heal from their wounds and to find peace and happiness and to live happily ever after. If anybody should know how to do it, it's him. Mark has been happily married for 40 years and has a beautiful family himself. And Mark Reed, it's a pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, Mark, I'm not too terribly concerned about, you know, getting into the specifics about Congressman Anthony Weiner. If somebody wants that, it's everywhere. Just have to turn on the television or read a newspaper. It's all there. But it's the behavior that I find odd. And so I think it's an important time to have a discussion. Obviously, Mark, with the advent of the Internet now, and it's been around long enough that we've built some patterns, this idea, even we do a poll question every morning on Facebook, and this morning's question is, do you believe that sexting is or online relationships are cheating? And I guess we can take that maybe even a little further by saying, you know, these non-physical relationships, are they cheating? Everybody that is voted so far says yes, this is cheating. You know, Mark, have you seen obviously an increase in these online texting affairs in your practice?
Yes. actually, it's amazing. I have couples come in, and the wife will be all upset, and the husband will be sitting there saying, I never thought it was cheating. I never even thought anything like that at all. But absolutely, it's cheating. It's a horrible thing. When a person is allowing themselves to give of themselves out to the media like that, what happens is they're exposing themselves, their own intimate details, and the wife has a horrible time with this because naturally she's not interested in having that shared.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, and here's, you know, one of the questions is, you know, and I'll use the example of Congressman Wiener. He's married less than a year to a beautiful, intelligent woman in a leadership position who is dynamic, obviously fell in love with him, wants to be with him. Is there something happening in his mind where he separates that from the other aberrant behavior?
What I found is, yes, men come in and they literally have trouble understanding the fact that putting themselves out on the internet or on various forms of media, that there's anything wrong with that. They think it's completely separate from the wife. And so they don't look at that as cheating. But obviously it is a form of cheating.
All right, well, let's go with that male mindset. And let me ask you just real quick. Have you ever seen this, or how often do you see it in reverse, where it's the woman that's doing the online stuff and the man's going, wow, she's cheating on me, and she's going, no, I'm doing this so that I don't cheat on you.
Yes, occasionally that happens. It does happen with women, but it happens less with women. It's much more with men.
Well, again, I think that speaks to a lot, Marguerite. I think that speaks to men's view of intimacy and commitment. I think that, in my opinion, that's true. You may have, of course, a very different professional opinion, but I don't think men take intimacy and commitment as seriously as women do. I think this is a classic example of that. Am I close to being right, at least?
Well, yes, in many cases you are. A lot of men don't get the idea of commitment in the same way that a woman does. Now, there's many men that do, and so I'm not negating that. But there's a segment of the population that has a very different concept of committing. They seem to feel that they're committing to their wife and the fact that they married her, but then they're still out looking at other women. They're out looking around and seeing who they can contact and who they can connect with. And that's a very low form of commitment.
My guest again is Mark Reed. Mark owns New Day Counseling in Troy on Big Beaver, by the way, folks. And we'll let you know how to get a hold of him before we let him go today. But there's a lot more to get to. If you'd like to join us, by the way, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, or the email address tony@thetonyshow.org. Is there trying to still understand the mindset here, but is there a difference between this, you know, dirty talk, this sexting that we talk about, this, you know, this communication, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or in a chat room, and a porn addiction? Because I don't know that this is necessarily about sex, is it?
Actually, not exactly. What it is men have a desire to get out there and either look at other things or talk to other women or connect with other women. And they endeavor to do that, and I don't know why their wife is not enough, but for whatever reason, they seem to feel it's a completely separate situation. So they can cheat on the wife, but they don't call it cheating. To them, they're just connecting. They're just talking. They're not even... they really don't even understand the concept of what they're getting into. Because basically, even if there's no sexual involvement, they're still connecting emotionally. And so it's still pulling them away from the wife and hooking them up with other people.
Now, have you found in your practice that when you've had couples come in, or maybe individuals come in, that they've been worried about being caught? I mean, do they make an effort to keep this private and separate, or are they more open about it?
For the most part, they keep it very private. They don't talk about it, and they don't allow the wife, of course, to know about it.
Now, when by the time they get to you, Mark Reed, and let's say this is maybe not the only issue, but certainly a centerpiece in why they're having trouble as a as a couple, do we ever get to the bottom of this? I mean, for men, I mean, do they say, listen, I just I don't feel comfortable talking to you in this way, or and again, I realize that you've already explained to us that they don't see this as cheating. They've compartmentalized this in their own minds, even though now, then of course the question is, if they're keeping it quiet, if they're hiding it from them, then they've got to know at some level what they're doing is wrong. So, how is it that they can, I guess, want their cake and eat it too is the question I'm asking.
Well, it's basically because of how they handle it. Like you said, they compartmentalize it. That's very true. And for however they do, they convince themselves that it's really not cheating and they're really not doing anything wrong in relation to their wife. It's a completely separate issue in their mind. Now, what happens when they come to me is usually they've been caught, and so the wife now knows about it, and so it gets out in the open. When it gets out in the open, then, then they'll sit there and talk somewhat about it, but gradually it comes around to the fact that they perhaps didn't feel they could talk to their wife or didn't feel comfortable or however the case is. But absolutely there's a breakdown in their relationship with their wife, or they wouldn't be out doing it in the first place.
Well, to me, that would just seem obvious. Is this something that a man or woman, but mostly men, is this something that they bring to the marriage? I mean, this behavior that they had before being married, and they just continue it, or do some of them, because, again, of the regular stressors of being married. You've been married 40 years, Mark Reed. Not every day of those 40 years has been great. I'm sure even you and your wife have had a little disagreement from time to time. Do you think that it's just the stress of that reality that all of a sudden they go, I need a release. She's got me so angry I can't see straight. I'm going to go on the Internet and whatever.
Yes, they have a lot of excuses for it. It can be stress in the marriage. It can be the difference between the husband and wife. It can be a whole lot of things. But if you really look at it, those are all just excuses that they use. They have one thing they have is they do not have healthy boundaries when it comes to sexuality or connecting with other people or talking, sharing. They have a concept that everything they're doing, whether it's online or in the media, that is basically their own private thing, never even understanding the fact that this could well become public, could well become out in the open where everybody's going to know about it.
Right. Well, Mark, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought because we've got to get to break, so stay with us. Mark Reed, again, is my guest. He is a counselor with New Day Counseling in Troy, Michigan. We're, of course, talking about those online affairs. It's the Facebook poll question. Go check it out at the First Shift page. We'll take the break and be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
He has chosen a path. It's the right path. It's a path made of principle that leads to character.
1310 AM, WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes good news. That accident 75 southbound near Chrysler has cleared. We were down to one lane for a couple of hours. That's all pulled out of there now. All lanes are open and traffic getting back, although it may take a while to come down from Joplin down toward University and Chrysler and get through there as you head toward 59. Remember, 59 under construction, Crooks to Opdyke, only two lanes open.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. There is a chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Look for a high near 80. Tonight cloudy, a low near 59. Tomorrow thunderstorms possible and a high near 73. Right now at Metro Airport we have some light rain and 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If the road doesn't feel like a traffic-free paradise to you, then you're not driving with new TomTom HD Traffic. It's the breakthrough service that steers you clear of delays automatically. And you'll only find it on a TomTom, because anything less is just GPS.
Moving forward with your plans can be hard when pain is dragging you down. So turn to Advil and Thermacare. Thermacare delivers heat that penetrates deep to soothe and relax muscles for all-day relief. And nothing's been proven to work better or last longer than Advil. With the right relief, you'll be back on track. Look for special savings on Advil and Thermacare at your local Walgreens. There's a way to stay well at Walgreens. Use all products as directed, among OTC pain relievers.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for the new lower price of $89, a $170 value. You get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. It's got Father's Day written all over it. A Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
AutoZone. Driving with old motor oil can cause costly damage to your engine. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Protect your engine today and save at AutoZone with a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $17.99. Restrictions and details at store. If your car has over 75,000 miles, upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage for even better protection. Save money now and down the road. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, welcome to Best Buy.
Hi, I want to upgrade my car stereo.
Easy answer, HD radio. We have all the latest HD radio car stereos from Alpine, Pioneer, JVC, Kenwood, and Sony.
Why HD radio?
Well, only HD radio offers HD2, HD3 channels, iTunes tagging, and artist experience. Plus, the digital sound will blow you away.
Sounds good. Show me the way.
Oh, did you know installs by Geek Squad include a lifetime guarantee?
HD radio. More radio, more value.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-728-6733. 1-800-728-6733. 1-800-728-6733.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA-estimated 30 MPG highway. See? Savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock, my guest again, Mark Reed. Mark is a counselor with New Day Counseling in Troy, Michigan. If you, if you're having some stressors in your own marriage and are looking for a little help, Mark, is it okay if I give out your phone number?
Sure.
248-649-8050. That's 248-649-8050. It does not have to be specific to this conversation. If you're just looking for, you know, a little help to patch things up, I'm sure Mark would be happy to bring you in and to talk to you. You know, Mark, we're talking, of course, this morning about, you know, online inappropriate online relationships. And our poll question of the day, you know, do you consider sexting or online relationships to be cheating? Again, you've all said yes to this point. Certainly Mark Reed has said yes to this point. Mark, are these things that can be healed? For the congressman and his wife, for, you know, the guy that lives down the block, for anybody that's dealing with this, is this the kind of stuff that, you know, you can help people get over the heal and move on from?
Oh, absolutely. If a couple wants to change their marriage and make it work, any couple can turn it around and make it work. We talk with them, we work with them. What we try to do is help them to realize, first of all, yes, it's cheating. But then what they really need to do is turn away from that and turn their attention back to their wife. When they turn their attention back to their wife, what they actually do is they start building a very positive relationship where they enhance the amount of ability they have to talk to each other. And before long, they can develop a very strong relationship, and absolutely, they can get past it.
You know, and it's interesting because we've now talked extensively about how men really feel, and again, this is the majority of it is men, so that's why I'm going to keep it in that context, but men really feel that this isn't cheating. Do you actually have to convince them that it is in order for you to deal with this in an effective way and move on from that?
Yes. Some of them I do. Some of them, it takes a few sessions before they even really understand it. But it, it takes a fair amount of convincing in some of the cases to actually help them understand that when they were doing this, they were really turning away from their wife and turning to another person or to another connection. And finally, they do get it, but it is a bit difficult.
You know, again, Mark Reed, I don't understand, and that's the thing we were struggling with in the first hour. I don't understand the disconnect. I don't understand how a guy can compartmentalize and say, you know what, I love my wife. We're having a baby together, for God's sake. Everything's great. I love her. We've got a wonderful relationship. Can't wait to go on vacation. I rush home from work to be with her. But you know what? If I want to go online and talk dirty with someone and, hey, listen, I have no intention of ever meeting them. I just need that. Well, what does that really tell us? What are they missing, Mark Reed, that they don't have?
One thing they don't have is healthy boundaries. They haven't put those things in place in their life. So they don't comprehend that when they're talking in the media, when they're talking to other individuals, that they're crossing a line that their wife certainly is not very satisfied with. So we have to try and help them understand that you have to put boundaries in place that will keep you out of that and keep you away from it. And when they do get that understanding, then they can, again, start rebuilding and making their marriage work very well.
Well, you know, and again, as we take a look at whether it's at the congressman's situation or, again, whether it's the neighbor or whoever it might be, you know, the part of the reality is one partner is going to be extremely hurt. They may both be very much shamed by this, but not every one of them is a public figure, and not every one of them is this going to be necessarily a public scandal. So if I might think that there might be something going on with my spouse, are there certain behaviors that I need to look for that might be indicators that they're having, quote-unquote, an online relationship?
Hello?
Mark, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I said, are there any indicators that, you know, that my spouse or partner might be having an online relationship?
Well, one thing you can kind of watch for is if the partner is trying to get away by themselves a lot, or if they're many times off doing things secretly, you do want to keep an eye on something like that. It doesn't hurt to inquire. One of the problems is that when you inquire about it, a lot of times they'll lie about it to cover it up. But another thing that people do sometimes is they do check the computer, they check the phone records, things like that. And a lot of times that's how wives find out that something's going on. But when a man usually, when he gets to the point that he wants to be alone and be by himself a fair amount, or he's off in a room by himself, those are little things to look at and keep an eye on and see just what's really going on.
Well, you know, and again, when it comes to this online, this anonymity, you know, that's the other part of this, Mark Reed, is, you know, there's a certain amount of anonymity to being on the Internet. You can be anybody you want to be. You can create a persona. You know, you can, if you're 60, you can pretend you're 30. I mean, there's so much that factors into this. And the bottom line, and for those that are listening to us today that may feel that they have a problem, and if there are men or even women out there that are online and creating these kinds of scenarios for themselves, you know, Mark, let's just talk very briefly about, you know, how important it is they reach out for help. Because, again, you've said very emphatically you can help folks that are in this situation.
Oh, absolutely. It's very important that they call somebody and reach out to get help. A lot of times they'll have the feeling that nobody's really going to be able to help them because it's so secretive to them. But the reality is that a lot of people have been through it, and definitely there are people out there, counselors, that will help them and encourage them and help get them through it. So the best thing they can do is really just get honest about it and call somebody and get some help.
Okay, well, you know, again, I'm sure that as you've watched this national, what's becoming a scandal now unfold, that it's been a little uncomfortable for you. Because I'm sure, Mark Reed, part of you is going, you know, folks, if you'd just come to me, I could have probably taken care of this for you. Again, I feel badly for the spouse in this case. And in any instance, I feel bad for the spouse. You think you have this wonderful, healthy relationship only to find out that your spouse is basically cheating on you. Now, although it didn't involve physical contact, you know, again, I read the some of the transcripts, Mark Reed, yesterday between the congressman and one of the women that he had been, quote-unquote, sexting with. It was disgusting. I mean, it was, in my opinion, it was disgusting. I can't imagine how his wife must feel. If she were to come to you, and I'm sure that you do get some wives that come to you without their husbands, how do you help them move on from this?
Well, the first thing I do with the wife is I help her realize that, first of all, it has absolutely nothing to do with her. It is not because she didn't do something right. It wasn't because she spoke sternly to her husband. These are all issues that the man has himself, and they're his issues. They are not hers. And it takes a little while for the woman to really come to terms with that. But once they get a hold of it and they start to understand that it was not about them, it is not anything they did or didn't do, that it's completely the man's issue, then they seem to do a lot better.
Well, let's hope so. Mark, I'm sorry, but we're just out of time for today. I want to thank you for being with us. Again, if you'd like to reach out to Mark Reed, 248-649-8050. Mark, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right, a quick break here, and we come back. Those fake eviction notices, what it means. Stay with us. This is Michigan's only progressive talk show on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update is good news, Tony. Again, to remind everyone, the accident has cleared 75 southbound at Chrysler Drive, although we've still been kind of slow for those coming in southbound trying to get toward University and toward 59. If you're heading further south on 75, it's getting busier as you come from 14 down to 696 down toward about that 9-mile stretch. And if you're on the route there westbound, you're already seeing a lot of company as you're coming in from Mound to DeQuinder to 75.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. There is a chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Look for a high near 80. Tonight cloudy, a low near 59. Tomorrow thunderstorms possible and a high near 73. Right now at Metro Airport we have some light rain and 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. As new U.S. jobs creation weakened in May, United Steelworkers President Leo Girard told the U.S. Senate committee that manufacturing and the nation's defense industries must be revived. Girard says 6 million U.S. jobs and 57,000 manufacturing facilities were lost between 1998 and 2010. He calls this terrible manufacturing devastation a clear and present danger that has undermined America's economic security and is a direct threat to national security. The United Steelworkers are calling for immediate action with strategic and employment-linked policies, investments, and incentives to revitalize America's manufacturing sector. The National Labor Relations Board is widening its investigation into possible improper interference in the biggest union representation election since the election at Ford Motor Company 70 years ago. The NLRB is conducting on-site investigations now to determine whether Delta Airlines illegally pressured 30,000 ramp and gate workers to vote against unionization. The NLRB is also probing possible Delta labor law violations involving 20,000 flight attendants. The International Association of Machinists and the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, lost the union representation elections, but both are contesting the results due to alleged improper interference by Delta management. Connecticut is about to break new ground for states guaranteeing workers' rights to paid sick days. Jesse Russell reports.
Starting next year, Connecticut service workers won't have to worry about losing pay to take care of a sick family member or if they're sick. The state passed legislation this weekend that mandates 1 hour of sick leave for every 40 hours worked, up to 5 paid sick days per year. The sick leave can also be used for seeking service in issues of domestic or sexual assault. Nearly 40% of workers in the country lack basic sick leave. 60% of Latinos and more than 50% of African Americans lack access to sick leave. Additionally, a whopping 80% of low-wage workers have no access to sick leave. San Francisco is one of the few cities that has mandatory sick leave, and a recent study found that two-thirds of employers haven't found that law to detrimentally impact the way they do business. This study also found that 1 out of 8 workers in spaces where they come into contact with the public said they were less likely to go to work if they were sick.
This newscast was made possible in part through underwriting support from the hardworking men and women of the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Workers Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. It is 35 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Imagine you wake up one morning and you see an eviction notice on your home that basically tells you that, well, you know, the Michigan Department of Transportation is going to seize your home and use it as a gift, as a gift. What happens if the number that's attached to that eviction notice goes somewhere that, you know, oddly, maybe it shouldn't go? This is all very confusing, but all very real for the people of the Delray community in Southwest Detroit. Joining me now to help us work through this is Simone Sagovac. Simone is with the Southwest Detroit Community Benefits Coalition. And Simone, I want to thank you for being with us today on First Shift.
Thanks for having us on, Tony.
You know, interestingly enough, there's so much going on with this bridge. And for most people, although we've covered it fairly extensively, Simone, on this show, there's still a lot of confusion. So people wake up one morning and there's an eviction notice on their door that basically, well, it says a lot, but at the same time says absolutely nothing. So what's this all about, Simone?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, first of all, we've worked very hard to make sure that residents are well-informed during this process of a big, you know, development potentially coming in their community. And, you know, they really need the facts. They need to understand what their rights are in this process. And this act knows of coming in and literally taping an eviction notice, something that says the largest type on the page is eviction notice and your property is subject to seizure and, as you said, you know, as a gift, as if they wouldn't be compensated, putting on people's doors really is, it's definitely not serving the interests of the people in the community or really any taxpayers to create, you know, this kind of campaign of confusion. And, you know, we really want to make sure that residents know what their rights are, and this kind of thing has people continue to question if they have, if they really have good representation out there, people looking out for them. And, you know, when folks can come in from somewhere else and, you know, kind of pick a political fight and put the residents in the middle of it, it's really, you know, it's disgusting, actually.
Yeah, it is disgusting, Simone. No question about that. Let's talk a little bit. If we go to the bottom of this eviction notice, which I have a copy of in my hands, there is a phone number there. Where does that phone number go to?
The phone number is actually to Senator Coleman Young's office, and he was just as surprised as anybody else. I mean, the you know, their intent was to, as they said, startle people. It certainly, you know, did more than startle people. And, you know, they wanted to get people calling their senator to talk to him about, I guess, you know, to be against the project. And, you know, they're pretty out of touch. They're, I guess, you know, they didn't try to talk to residents one-on-one. They didn't try to give them a factual flyer. They just tried to scare them and provoke them into contacting, you know, Senator Young.
Okay, and it's all very confusing. And then we get to, of course, the root. You know, Simone, we've got a little slogan on this show. It's three simple words, follow the money. So we're going to do that now. The money takes us to Americans for Prosperity, which, of course, is absolutely not true. These are not Americans for Prosperity. These are Americans for Billionaires. And, in fact, David Koch is the founder of Americans for Prosperity. They are really the ones behind this this push to create the confusion, are they not?
It's our understanding, as well as the commercials that, you know, air on television that, you know, I know residents we keep hearing are sick of seeing them, because they don't really portray the facts. I mean, you know, talking about, for example, saying that people's houses are going to be given as a gift, it's not true. And, in fact, a lot of people are misinformed about what would happen with residents. There's a process. There are laws that protect people when a, you know, federal development comes in and they're paid fairly for their property. It's something that our coalition has been working really hard on making sure that happens, because there are other considerations in projects like this too. And, you know, this kind of tactic of, you know, meddling in local affairs really just to whip up some political fervor and opposition, again, does not serve the people of the community who are going to face the largest impact of this project now and long into the future.
Well, you know, Simone, and what's very troubling about this is because, the Southwest Detroit Community Benefits Coalition is a hardworking group that, like many, are terribly underfunded to begin with. That's just a plain fact. We talk about a segment of Southwest Detroit that is a very proud. I don't think people understand the pride and loyalty people have to that section of the city, Simone. It is a very proud, proud community. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Simone.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's not just a prideful community. I mean, Southwest Detroit, if people aren't aware of it, is basically the economic engine, or one of Michigan's most important economic engines for the state and for the region, and even, you can say, the country. And, you know, I say that because, you know, the heart of a lot of industrial activity happens here. But what that also means is the impacts of that industrial activity have been here. We've got the wastewater treatment plant that serves 76 communities in southeast Michigan, or about that number. And all of the impacts of that, you know, facility from the 1950s, incinerators that are there, it's not upgraded. We have the air quality problems from it. We've got, you know, coal-fired burning DT energy plants. We've got the steel mills there. All these things are important activities, but they also have their impacts. And the community has said, you know, from the beginning, that if you're going to bring another development in, that it needs to be done with respect to the community. We need to make sure the issues about, you know, with the trucks are addressed. We've got 10,000 trucks a day crossing our border now. It's been happening for years. The trucks are here. We need to make sure that these trucks are routed better off of neighborhood streets, that there's enforcement, and that there are programs to address the diesel emissions. We have a huge health problem in Southwest Detroit with the asthma. And, you know, children are hospitalized at twice the rate in Southwest Detroit as they are across Michigan. And this project can be done responsibly. It can be done better. And, you know, people are tired of having impacts and not having it done in a way that any other community in the state would have a project done. And we know it can be done well, and we're working with our legislators, we're working with others to make sure it's done well. But when you have outside people come in and have this big scare tactic and say their house is going to be taken, that's not helping this process. It's not helping the people. We've got a great community here at the riverfront of Detroit. We want to make sure that we're connected to the riverfront. Why should we only have the industrial impact? We've got Fort Wayne. It's a beautiful resource at our riverfront. We want to see, and the plaza, the new Customs Plaza for the new bridge, would be located directly across the street. We want to make sure that we have connections to that, to, you know, a little bit of green space. Any other community would want this project done well in their place, and we've been asking legislators to make sure that it's done in a way that they would want to see it for their own constituents, their neighbors, their family members in their community.
Simone Stagovac, you're not a little passionate about this neighborhood, are you?
Not at all.
I didn't think so.
20 years.
Yeah,
I lived here for 20 years.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah. Again, Simone Stagovac is my guest. She's with the Southwest Detroit Community Benefits Coalition. Let's make it very clear that no one is being evicted. We do need to address that. There is no one being evicted.
Absolutely, that's not happening. Yeah, there's going to be a process. People will be approached one-on-one with personal letters coming to them on MDOT letterhead. They will be contacted. They will have meetings. They will be met with at their homes. There will be negotiations about their home. And in fact, they're supposed to be paid in this process something, not the value of their property, which if you lived in Delray, you would see, or if you were in Delray, you would see that the values of homes, what people bought years and years ago, 50-plus years ago when they bought into the community, their homes are no longer worth that. When you're surrounded by industrial impacts, when you're surrounded by industrial flight that leaves behind contaminated properties, and house after house ends up getting, you know, burned out, and people just hang on to keep that sense of community that they've had for many years, and they do feel very connected to their community, despite all these impacts, just like anybody else does to their community. They've got a long history. And we want to make sure that when, you know, when they are bought in this process, that it is carried out in a fair way. And our understanding is that they're going to be paid something called replacement value, which means that they're going to have to be put into a situation as good or better as the situation that they're in. No homes are going to be, you know, just taken out from under their feet.
Yeah, and this is important information to have. You know, and again, Simone, let's remind people, we don't even know that there's going to be a bridge yet.
That's absolutely right. We just know that this current administration, since January, since Governor Rick Snyder's announcement at his State of the State address that he was fully behind the public bridge project, things have been moving steadily towards making a decision. And he has set a July 4th deadline to have a decision, which means he doesn't make the decision. The legislators are making it. And he's trying to work with his party and others, not just his party, actually, with, you know, people, both Democrats and Republicans, to get a decision made. And for the community's point of view, a decision is one of the most important things that could happen right now, because this has been a long process, and the delays have been particularly harmful to people.
Yeah, they really have, Simone. Listen, if somebody is contacted or they feel something funny is going on, is there somewhere they can call and find out what's going on, what the truth is?
Well, we can certainly call our coalition. I can give the number for that, 313-842-1961. And that would take you to Southwest Detroit Environmental Vision, which is where I work and support staff to the coalition.
All right, again, that number is 313-842-1961, 313-842-1961. And if you have any questions, if anything suspicious is going on, if you feel threatened in any way by an action like an eviction notice that is bogus, you know that you have friends. Folks, know that you have friends. We've got to stop this misinformation campaign. And so I want to thank you, Simone, for giving us a generous amount of your time this morning to work through this.
Thank you so much, Tony, for having us on the show.
My pleasure. Simone Sagovac, once again, with the Southwest Detroit Community Benefits Coalition. A quick break here. We're open lines on the other side of this, so feel free to join us. You are not being evicted. In fact, you punched in. You got to stay with us at least another hour and about 14 minutes. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be back. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-728-6733. 1-800-728-6733. 1-800-728-6733.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
Find us at Lowe's, Walgreens, Speedway, or other Rhino Man approved retailers at BlueRhino.com.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
10 minutes before 8 o'clock, and welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you. We haven't had a call yet today, so, you know, and I know the phone lines are working, folks. What are you doing? Are you that busy this morning you can't ring us up? 888-552-3595. Get an email. I know we're on. 888-552-3595. Imagine, Jeff, the temerity of somebody that makes a decision to put together a fake eviction notice, a very convincing-looking fake eviction notice, basically scaring the hell out of people into thinking that they can scare them out of their homes to get them to support some legislation that's friendly to them and them only. So, by the way, you know, supported by a billionaire whose products we all buy on a daily basis. And just expecting these people to buy it hook, line, and sinker. I mean, you know, it's just, this is just, it's sinful, sinful.
I had no idea. I had to come in there and ask you, what was what were they thinking? What was the best possible outcome? Because obviously it's blown up in their face. Now they look like, you know, complete morons. And thank goodness for that community standing up, taking it, you know, matters into their own hands and not falling for that line of crap.
Yeah, and it surprises me that they would even do it, because this is, I mean, when I talk about a loyal, this Southwest corridor is a very, very loyal, staunchly loyal community to each other, to the businesses there. You know, these are the same people that tore down that fence, Jeff.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That shows you the resolve of the people right there.
These are the same people that tore down the fence that surrounds the Ambassador Bridge. Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And then yesterday, Wayne County Circuit Court judge jailed the International Bridge Company president, Dan Stamper, is hinting that he may need to impose further sanctions on the Ambassador Bridge owners. The matter came to a head yesterday morning during a hearing before Wayne County Circuit Judge Prentice Edwards, who last January briefly jailed Dan Stamper for the company's failure to obey court orders. In a June 2nd letter from Edwards' law clerk to all parties in the dispute, Edwards expressed concern that the bridge company still appears not to be complying with his February 2010 order to rebuild the approach ramps to the Ambassador Bridge as demanded by the Michigan Department of Transportation. I mean, these are just really, really bold, wealthy, freaking billionaire people that are just going to continue to do what they want to do. And if you've been watching the news this morning, as they've been talking about, they say, well, this will cost the Maroon family millions of dollars. So what? So what? 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Jerry downriver to First Shift. Jerry, welcome to the show this morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. I have to politely disagree with that Simone lady. She said they're going to offer replacement value. Well, honestly, what's the replacement value for a slum house?
No. That was Jerry. That's the point she was making. That has to be a reasonable replacement value, so that it is at least better. When they go to move, you're right. That was the point she was making. This neighborhood is so downtrodden that when they go to replace them, when they go to put them in a new home, it has to be in a acceptable, livable, breathable neighborhood. So, no, they are protected in that regard. They're not going to go from a $20,000 home to a $20,000 home, Jerry. So I think you just misunderstood what Simone was saying. They're guaranteed to at least live in a livable neighborhood.
Well, then she also said, you know, but if they don't sell, if somebody says, you know what, I was born and raised here, I don't want to sell, the state will eminent domain them and evict them.
Yes, they will, and they will, and yes, okay, that will happen, and then they will have to move. So, you know, that's why this negotiation, some people do it. You know, we'll remember, Jerry, when we expanded the airport, this was a huge issue. Do you remember that?
Barely. I didn't live here real long.
Okay, but this happened when we expanded Detroit Metropolitan Airport, the eminent domain. You know, people hold out. It's a negotiation. They hold out as long as they can. You know, they want to make sure that they're going to get the most they can for their property. We all get that, Jerry. Everybody wants that. But you know what? If you're going to play hard and fast with the government, you're going to lose.
Well, then it's not. It wasn't. She was disingenuous when she was saying people won't be evicted.
Well,
they will be.
No. Okay. Only, Jerry, she wasn't disingenuous. I don't know why you're so upset, because they won't be evicted unless
I'm
they.
Not upset. I'm just
well, Jerry, they'll only be evicted if they don't agree to a negotiated term.
If they don't agree to the state's price, they will be evicted.
Okay, Jerry. Statement. Yes, that is true. But you're missing, Jerry, the important part, that they will actually end up in a better situation once they are relocated. They will end up in a better situation. So unless they're just going to be darned stubborn and stupid about it, yes, they will be forced out of their homes. And by law, and they will have to just go wherever the government tells them to go based on the money they've given them. Shame on them if they don't see the opportunity that may come their way, Jerry. That's all I'm saying.
I don't see that as any different from what Matty Maroon wants to do. And again, I'm not necessarily for or against the bridge. This isn't a bridge thing. I'm just having to take an issue with how she's trying to spin this.
She didn't try to spin it. That's anyway, Jerry, thank you for your call. Sweet God, you're just going to have her be wrong no matter what, and she wasn't wrong in any way, shape, or form. They want to work with people. Anybody that's ever been part of eminent domain knows this. Anytime you've ever been, whether they're expanding a road, whatever the case is, it's a negotiation process. As she said, you'll get a letter. You will be individually contacted. Everything she said was 100% true. Jerry, I don't know what the hell that was about. You're wanting to get into semantics with me. You're going to argue semantics with me. This can be a very kind and deliberate process. It doesn't have to be nasty, and the difference between what Matty Maroon wants to do and what the state of Michigan wants to do is like night and day. Like night and day, my friend, and don't you even begin to tell me that Matty Maroon's going to offer these people more money for the homes than the state of Michigan will. It's not true, and it won't happen. Matty Maroon is a multi-millionaire, if not billionaire, who cares about one thing, how much more money he can stick in his pocket. And I'm tired of hearing the bridge company talk about all the good, you know, union jobs they create. Yeah, they employ 5,000 people. Good for you. The problem is you want to employ 20,000 people. You want to control the whole process. You know, your union relationship, Maddie, has worked really well for you. Really well. Because you are a billionaire as a result of it. Because good, hardworking men and women take care of your investment. This is just, Jerry, I just don't get, there's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong with what Simone had to say. Jesus Christ. Honestly, Jerry. You know, you got me going, pal. I just don't understand, you know, there's a huge difference between what Matty Maroon wants and what the state of Michigan wants. A huge difference. To the tune of millions, if not billions of dollars. All right, we need to take a quick break here for the top of the hour. David Holtz on the other side of this from Progress, Michigan. Mitt Romney is in town. In fact, you need to head out to the Senate Coney, maybe protest a little bit. Let's take a break for the top of the hour. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on the other side of this. This is First Shift. Stay with us on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Look for a high near 80. Tonight cloudy, a low near 59. Tomorrow thunderstorms possible and a high near 73. Right now Metro Airport, we have some light rain and 70 degrees.
I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, things are picking up on 275. Those heading northbound Ann Arbor Road in toward 96 and 14. And then in pockets up to the Ruthers. You're coming in eastbound 96, getting busier toward Wixom and Novi, trying to get on to 275. Drivers on I-94 westbound coming in from 696, heading down toward Van Dyke. We have pockets of heavy traffic on that westbound side.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
Hello, I'm Bill Caiaccio, leading the news this hour. There's a new X-rated photo, apparently, of Congressman Anthony Weiner on the Internet. CNN's Kate Baldwin reports more of his colleagues are putting pressure on Weiner to leave.
About half a dozen House Democrats are now making it clear they can't ignore this scandal any longer. Pennsylvania Democrat Allison Schwartz, Larry Kissel, a Democrat from North Carolina, Maine Democrat Michael Michaud, Indiana Democrat Joe Donnelly, who's running for Senate, even Arkansas Conservative Democrat Mike Ross, and Massachusetts Democrat Nikki Tsongas.
The New York Times reports the U.S. has stepped up a secret bombing campaign against al-Qaeda in Yemen. CNN's Barbara Starr says the U.S. is concerned al-Qaeda could try to take advantage of the political instability in Yemen.
This arm of al-Qaeda does pose a direct threat to the United States. According to the U.S. government, they've already proven they can reach out and touch. You just have to recall that so-called underwear bomber in December 2009. That was a man said to be affiliated with al-Qaeda in Yemen.
Plans are being made to get ready for a Libya without Muammar Gaddafi in charge. An international coalition will meet today, even though Gaddafi is vowing to fight to the death. People in the towns of Eager and Springerville, Arizona, were told to leave because of the big wildfire. However, Dave Hunt, who lives in Eager, says he's staying for now.
We've got so many firefighters here that are so into their jobs that they've protected other small communities. And I know they're going to do a good job protecting Eager.
The fires moved into the town of Greer, but we don't have any damage reports yet. The winds are expected to die down today, which should help firemen. A hacker was able to access personal information on about 200,000 Citi credit card customers. Citigroup says it was contacting those people. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Nothing puts a smile on Dad's face for Father's Day like a gift card from the Home Depot. Available in-store and online, it's a present of possibilities that lets him build better, grill greater, or score that special something he's been seeking. And when Dad sees how far your money goes for him, it'll put one more smile on his face for Father's Day. Check out HomeDepot.com/gift card for all sorts of great choices. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
One thing about a stock market that keeps going down, it can't go down forever. At some point, a swarm of bargain hunters will step in and snatch up some badly beaten up shares. That could be part of what we're witnessing this morning. Wall Street has fallen for five consecutive weeks and is on pace to be down for a sixth. The S&P 500 has finished lower for 6 days in a row, making for the worst decline in more than 2 years. But right now, S&P and NASDAQ futures each are gaining 5 points. Dow futures are up more than 40 points. What could help keep the trend on course, or knock it off? A pair of economic reports coming up at the bottom of the hour. The nation's trade gap and the latest look at new unemployment claims. The gap is expected to be about where it was at last report. Claims are predicted to be slightly down. Along with stock futures, oil futures are higher. In early trades, crude gaining a little more than a half dollar to $101.50 a barrel. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? Our region's cash core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the Better Business Banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Hey folks, sound like fun? This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. Here's today's question. This image shows a picture of a man, and if you can't see his face clearly, you may want to use my invention to evaluate the status of your eyes. Who am I? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
Nothing puts a smile on Dad's face for Father's Day like a gift card from the Home Depot. Available in-store and online, it's a present of possibilities that lets him build better, grill greater, or score that special something he's been seeking. And when Dad sees how far your money goes for him, it'll put one more smile on his face for Father's Day. Check out HomeDepot.com/gift cards for all sorts of great choices. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
Welcome back. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Jerry's got my ticker going. Honestly, you know, I'm going to get to a call, and then I'm going to get to David Holtz, who is with us this morning from Progress, Michigan. But let me just explain something to you. Simone Sagovac is one of those people that has dedicated her entire adult life to helping others. She commits herself being horribly underpaid. She commits herself on a daily basis, 7 days a week, to helping the disadvantaged and to helping make sure that those that have little get some. And for Jerry to call and disrespect her the way he did is sinful and shameful. Jerry, shame on you. Literally shame on you. All right. I do want to take a call before I get to David Holtz, and let me do that now. Let's welcome Scott, calling from that Delray neighborhood we were just talking about. Scott, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling.
Well, first of all, I just want to say a great thanks to Simone Sagovac. She really has dedicated a lot of time to help our coalition. And anyone who thinks that we're asking for swimming pools, they need to be ashamed of themselves, and they need to come down here and take a look at all the impacts that this community already bears and what we're about to bear if we get a bridge. You know, so we're looking for a guaranteed protection. That's all we're asking for. And, you know, we're asking for our legislators to vote on this as if it is in their neighborhood. And really, I think people don't understand what kind of neighborhood it is. We know it's heavy transportation. We know we serve the greater region. We know we serve Michigan, and we need to be served as well with protections.
And with some respect. Sure. And, Scott, with some respect. You yeah. folks are earned Absolutely. Some respect. It's due. And that needs to be a consideration.
Yes.
Well, thank you for. I appreciate you calling. I do, and you know we're gonna trust me, Scott. We're gonna advocate on your behalf on this program. No question, that's true. All right, well, let us turn our attention now, and I know David Holtz won't mind holding for that call, because this is a program that's significant to him as well. Joining us now is David Holtz from Progress Michigan. Again, you're going to find them online at progressmichigan.org. He is at the site at Coney Island in Livonia. And David, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to talk with you and your listeners, Tony. I'm here at the Senate Coney Island with about 70 protesters waiting for Mitt Romney to show up.
You mean he's late? Mitt Romney's late this morning, David?
He's running a little bit late. Probably wasn't quite expecting the welcome party that that's out here right now. There's about three, four dozen retirees, workers, and some young people carrying signs at this little strip mall where the Coney Island is. And they are fired up. They are a not welcome Mitt Romney committee.
Yeah, I'm curious, are any of them holding signs? And if they are, what do some of the signs say?
Yeah, there's a lot of signs out here. If Romney lies, Michigan goes mean. Detroit stands tall. There's a ton of UAW workers out here. There's a young girl, probably about 10 years old, that says, I am the daughter of an auto worker. We need a president that supports Michigan. Another sign says, auto companies plus one, auto workers plus one, Mitt Romney zero. Lots of great signs.
Well, and let's remind people, David Holtz, the reason and what they're referencing is Mitt Romney's editorial in the New York Times a few years back that basically said we should let Detroit go bankrupt, let free market reign, and let whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's really got people fired up in Michigan and why you're seeing so many people out here as Romney comes in and tries to raise money in Michigan. Their message to Mitt is, he told Detroit, let Detroit go bankrupt, and their message to him is, let Mitt go bankrupt.
Well,
they don't want him coming in here raising money to run for president and then have policies that cost Michiganders their jobs.
And think
about this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, think about this, Tony. If we had done what Mitt Romney wanted us to do, there would be 12,000 fewer workers in Michigan right now and 1.2 million fewer workers nationwide, because he opposed the federal support that President Obama brought in for the Big Three and the comeback that these auto companies have produced.
Well, wait a minute. Now, David Holtz, Mitt Romney said yesterday, and so maybe you need to correct this for me. He said yesterday that President Obama did exactly what he told him to do.
Yeah, and that is not just a flip-flop. That is actually a big, fat lie. And if you go back and you sort of do the research and look at what Romney was saying at the time that Michigan needed support, his basic message was that he was all for the giving lip service to GM surviving and Chrysler surviving. But what he said, and I'm quoting, is that what the president is proposing is worse than bankruptcy. It would make GM the living dead. He was opposed to federal support that the president brought in for the auto companies. And if that had not happened, according to the leadership of both of those companies, those two companies would not have survived.
Well, it seems to me that perhaps him and Rick Snyder might have a little bit in common. They both have a business background. They both think that they can run their political ambitions with a business mindset. As we see, this isn't working too well for Michigan. I can guess, David Holtz, it's not going to work too well for the country either.
Well, you see some interesting parallels. I mean, when Mitt Romney was CEO of a company and when he was with he was the governor of Massachusetts, what you got, what the workers got were pay cuts and layoffs, and what the executives got were pay raises. And that's an interesting parallel with Governor Snyder here in Michigan. Same deal. The workers get pay cuts, and all of Snyder's executives get nice salaries and, in some cases, major raises. It's that CEO mentality that he brings to politics that you just don't need.
Well, he's considered, at least with the early polls, Mitt Romney is considered the front runner. In fact, one poll even has him slightly beating President Obama. I realize polls mean nothing this far out of an election. I guess what it really means is we just have some work to do in educating the voters.
Yeah, I think certainly people in Michigan, once people in Michigan are more aware of where Romney was at when they needed his support, they're going to definitely have better information that will certainly not translate into support from Romney, which is what you're really seeing here in Livonia today. Those boos you may be hearing are the welcome party for Mitt Romney, who's apparently just arriving now in Livonia.
Can you see inside the restaurant? I mean, is the restaurant inside full?
Yes, you've got a crowd of people outside the restaurant, another crowd of people at the entrance to the parking lot, and it looks like the people inside the restaurant are just basically looking around, wondering what's going on.
No, it'll be interesting. It just so happens that, David Holtz, when I ran for Congress, the first breakfast I had with the pipe fitters was at that very restaurant. So I'm not sure if the people inside are necessarily going to be as friendly as Mitt Romney would believe.
Yeah, not judging by the welcoming party outside, that's for sure. And if you want to talk with any of the other folks who are here, just let me know. There's a number of workers. Democratic Chairman Mark Brewer is here, some UAW officials. So if there's some other folks you want to talk to while we're on the air here, just let me know.
All right. Well, we're gonna go to the break here in just about 60 seconds. So perhaps during the break you can find somebody to put on, and I'll let you decide, and I'll let you work that out with Todd and Jeff in the control room. But I can't tell you how glad I am to hear, because I can hear how big that crowd is, David Holtz.
Yep. Yeah, they're shouting, hey, hey, ho, ho, Mitt Romney's got to go.
That's great. Now, so you said the welcome party's arrived. Does that mean he's there, or is this just his little advance team?
Well, he's got an advance team here, and I would say maybe it's hard to tell if they're supporters. They're not holding signs, but maybe they're just, people here to see what's going on.
You know, and David, shame on him. This is a hometown boy. I mean, this is a guy that was born and raised in Michigan. This is a guy whose dad was the governor of the state of Michigan. This is a guy that should be proud of what we do here, not shame what we do here.
No, and you know, he's coming to Michigan and claiming he supports the auto industry, but when we needed him, when we needed support, when the auto workers here needed support, Mitt Romney was telling the national media, no, we can't really extend that help to you.
Okay.
You're on your own.
And we're going to take a quick break. David Holtz, the executive director of Progress Michigan, is with us, progressmichigan.org. We'll take a break, and who knows what we're going to have on the other side of this, but stay with us. We will be right back right here on First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
The word on the street, Tony, is you're not a small-time punk anymore.
1310 AM, WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes slow going on I-75. You're trying to come down toward 14 Mile Road, 696, down past 9 Mile, maybe down almost to McNichols. Heading in toward downtown, you've got heavy traffic. Northbound 75, slow coming up on that 9 Mile curve, heading into the Reuther, up toward at least 12 Mile. If you're on 696, slow going both directions between about Van Dyke and I-75, although the westbound side is slow out and past Southfield Road.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms off and on throughout the day. A high near 77. Tonight mostly cloudy. Our low 59. Tomorrow thunderstorms and a high near 73. Last check at Metro Airport, still overcast and 72 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebate.
AutoZone. Driving with old motor oil can cause costly damage to your engine. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Protect your engine today and save at AutoZone with a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $17.99. Restrictions and details at store. If your car has over 75,000 miles, upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage for even better protection. Save money now and down the road. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I plan for everything. But not a 612 credit score. It makes creditors think I'm unreliable. And I just found out our little bun in the oven is two buns. So we need a bigger place and a bigger loan. That's why I'm taking control of my credit at creditreport.com, getting the information I need to understand my score and how it works. At creditreport.com, I'm not a number. I'm Lisa. Or Mom.
Offer applies with enrollment in creditreport.com.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane. It's Blue Rhino.
Find us at Lowe's, Walgreens, Speedway, or other Rhino Man approved retailers at BlueRhino.com.
Hola, Santi. So, where to for dinner?
Hola, April.
You look great.
Hey, new radio.
Yeah, went to Best Buy. Those Geek Squad installers were cool.
What is that?
JVC HD radio receiver. As beautiful as you. HD2, HD3 channels, and iTunes tagging. Plus, no subscription fees, so I save money for taking you to nice places.
Forget dinner. Let's get my car to Best Buy.
Let's do both. Best Buy stores are everywhere.
HD Radio. More radio, more value. Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. We are live, actually. The show is live at the Senate Coney Island in Livonia. Mitt Romney is expected to arrive at any moment. There's a huge crowd of protesters there, including Rich Everhart, who now joins us. Rich is a UAW retiree. Rich, thanks for joining us on the show this morning. Rich, are you there?
Hello, Tony.
Hi, Rich. How you doing this morning?
This is Rich Everhart. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining us this morning. Tell me, why are you there this morning, Rich?
Well, we are here to protest Mitt Romney and his lack of support for the auto industry when they needed the bridge loan back before the downturn. And he wrote an op-ed in, I think it was 2007. And he said, let the auto industry die here in Michigan. Let them go bankrupt and start over again. And we're here to show that the bridge loan that we did get for Chrysler and GM, it worked, and Chrysler and GM are back in business and paid the loans back, and Mitt Romney was totally wrong. Ford did not even take that loan. And so Romney is not what we need here in Michigan. We need jobs. And we need to support our auto industry.
Yeah, and you know, and Rich, let's remind people, had we had done what Romney wanted to do, retirees like you would have lost most of your pension. You would have lost your benefits.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know, and
as
he
it was when GM and Chrysler did lose some benefits, but they were able to keep them because of that loan. And not because of Romney, nothing he did.
No, absolutely. Has he shown up yet, or is he still running late?
He did, yep. He just showed up and went inside. We give him a raspberry.
I'm sure.
They only had about 30 people out there, so.
Isn't that so? So you've got a lot more protesters than supporters is what you're telling me, Rich.
At least equal to, or, yeah, we got more. Yep.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's great.
And, Tony, you remember? I don't know if you remember me. We helped out in your campaign.
I sure do remember you, Rich. I remember you. And thank you for helping out when I ran for Congress. I do appreciate that.
Yeah. What year was that?
2006.
Wow. Years are going by.
Yeah, they are
going
by. Well,
if you're going to do it again, let me know.
Well,
I've known Dave and his sister for years and years.
Well, that's good. Why don't you let me, why don't you put Dave Holtz back on the line?
Okay.
And Rich, I appreciate you taking time. Rich Everhart again, a UAW retiree. And now we do know that, thank you, Rich. We do know that, that Mitt Romney has arrived at the Senate Coney Island in Livonia. I'm sure he's already inside the building. We're waiting for David Holtz to return. David, are you back with us yet? And we still don't have David.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, there you are. So we understand that Mitt Romney arrived, David. And according to Rich Everhart, by the way, thanks for connecting him. I happen to know Rich, by the way.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me.
Yeah, he tells me there's a lot more protesters than there are supporters.
Yeah, quite a few more. I mean, there's my guess is there's about 70, 80 protesters. And maybe 30, really, again, hard to tell which were the supporters of Mitt and which were just, you know, people that showed up for a Coney, but and found out they were getting Mitt Romney instead. But there were, you know, there's a lot more protesters here. He's inside the restaurant now, and you can't really see in there. They've drawn the shades, but he's in there playing Mr. Regular Guy.
Did he respond to the crowd, turn to the crowd at all, or just did they usher him right inside the building?
Not at all. In fact, they took his car and circled around and came in the back way so he wouldn't be able to see any of these Michigan folks.
Oh, wonderful. There you go. Let's deny reality there, David Holtz. Let's forget about the people that he has disrespected for the last few years.
Yeah, it's... you know, it's typical kind of glossy, slick back hair kind of attitude that Romney has had. And, you know, I just don't think voters are really going to buy what he's selling, which is basically boilerplate Republican policies that got us into the mess that we're in and that President Obama has been trying to and succeeding at pulling us out of.
Well, you know, interestingly, David Holtz, as we, you know, we take a look, Romney said the other day that President Obama is still hasn't delivered on his jobs promise. I don't think I need to remind you, but I will remind others that President Obama created more jobs his first 2 years in office than George Bush created ever. And in fact, we lost jobs every single year underneath our last Republican president. And it's only been in the last 2 years that we've gained any jobs.
Yeah, it's, you know, people do have short memories, but enough people probably remember what the situation is when President Obama took office in 2008. Our country was on the brink of financial collapse, and he was decisive and immediately took action like rescuing GM and Chrysler. His focus was on jobs. The Republicans can spin it any way they want, but the fact of the matter is that until President Obama took over, we were heading straight down into the abyss. And even, I mean, the president acknowledges there's a lot more work to be done. But the question is, do you really want to turn the keys back over to the folks that got us into the mess in the first place? Kind of crazy to do that, I think.
Well, you know, and David, let's all, David Holtz again with Progress Michigan, progressmichigan.org. Let's remind this audience that, you know, we are now into the presidential election season. Whether we like it or not, it's here. And actually, it's starting later than it normally does. Normally, we have announced candidates far earlier than we have in this election cycle. But this begins what will be a very, again, it'll, you know, it's going to be a very long political election season. But it started. It's here.
It is. And, you know, Michigan is going to be a battleground state once again. The folks who are supporting President Obama are going to have a big challenge on their hands here, because all of the political power and the perks are held by the Republican Party, the governor, the legislature, congressional delegations, majority Republican. And so it's going to be a very competitive race here in Michigan. But one thing I think we can count on is that the workers in Michigan are not going to forget what Mitt Romney did, didn't do when they were in trouble. And so if he's the nominee of the Republican Party, even though he was born in Michigan, it's very unlikely that I think Michigan's going to support him.
Well, there's no question, David Holtz, that's true. Listen, we've got to get to the break. I'm going to ask you to drive safely. Thank you for bringing us right to the action. We couldn't have been any closer than we were with you, David Holtz, and we do appreciate that.
Hey, my pleasure, Tony.
And we'll talk to David Holtz again next Thursday. Again, all you need to know about Progress Michigan, progressmichigan.org. We're going to be open lines for the rest of the hour. So now's your time to ring us up. Do you want to talk texting or sexting? Do you want to talk Mitt Romney? What's on your mind? We've got 30 minutes. Let's make the best of it. I'm Tony Truppiano on First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, 888-552-3595. Ring it up now. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update, Tony, includes slow going for those coming in 96 eastbound, making your way from Kent Lake and toward Wixom Novi. That's getting a little bit better, but still heavier traffic on that eastbound side toward 275 or eastbound on the Reuther. Eastbound 696, seeing some of the slowest traffic right there near M10 because the driver's trying to get onto Telegraph, where Telegraph, we are down to just a couple of lanes. North and southbound, we have construction between roughly 12 and Maple.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms off and on throughout the day, a high near 77. Tonight, mostly cloudy, our low 59. Tomorrow, thunderstorms and a high near 73. Last check at Metro Airport, still overcast and 72 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. As new U.S. jobs creation weakened in May, United Steelworkers President Leo Girard told the U.S. Senate committee that manufacturing and the nation's defense industries must be revived. Girard says 6 million U.S. jobs and 57,000 manufacturing facilities were lost between 1998 and 2010. He calls this terrible manufacturing devastation a clear and present danger that has undermined America's economic security and is a direct threat to national security. The United Steelworkers are calling for immediate action with strategic and employment-linked policies, investments, and incentives to revitalize America's manufacturing sector. The National Labor Relations Board is widening its investigation into possible improper interference in the biggest union representation election since the election at Ford Motor Company 70 years ago. The NLRB is conducting on-site investigations now to determine whether Delta Airlines illegally pressured 30,000 ramp and gate workers to vote against unionization. The NLRB is also probing possible Delta labor law violations involving 20,000 flight attendants. The International Association of Machinists and the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, lost the union representation elections, but both are contesting the results due to alleged improper interference by Delta management. Connecticut is about to break new ground for states guaranteeing workers' rights to paid sick days. Jesse Russell reports.
Starting next year, Connecticut service workers won't have to worry about losing pay to take care of a sick family member or if they're sick. The state passed legislation this weekend that mandates 1 hour of sick leave for every 40 hours worked, up to 5 paid sick days per year. The sick leave can also be used for seeking service in issues of domestic or sexual assault. Nearly 40% of workers in the country lack basic sick leave, 60% of Latinos, and more than 50% of African Americans lack access to sick leave. Additionally, a whopping 80% of low-wage workers have no access to sick leave. San Francisco is one of the few cities that has mandatory sick leave, and a recent study found that two-thirds of employers haven't found that law to detrimentally impact the way they do business. The study also found that 1 out of 8 workers in spaces where they come into contact with the public said they were less likely to go to work if they were sick.
This newscast was made possible in part through underwriting support from the hardworking men and women of the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Workers Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. We are open lines for the balance of the show, so feel free to join us. You just got the number, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. And let's welcome my good friend Dawn in Gibraltar to First Shift. Dawn, nice to talk to you this morning.
Hey, Tony.
How are you?
Good. You know, Jack was forced into retirement. It'll be 3 years in this July.
I remember.
And he goes once a month out to his retiree breakfast. He's retired from Livonia Powertrain. And guess where they have their breakfast? At the Senate Coney Island. So he's on his way out to the Senate Coney Island for his retiree breakfast with all with all the petitions to recall Snyder. He wants to get all his retiree friends to sign. And he's listening to you, and he calls me on the phone, and he says, "That's where I'm going."
Isn't that something?
He says, "I'm going to see if I can get Romney to sign." I said, "Go for it, honey."
Yeah, well, I'm going to guess, based on what we were just told, they're probably going to have Romney in and out the back door, Dawn. They don't want him going out the front door. Probably before Jack gets there, but that's a great story. What a coincidence and an irony there, huh?
I told him, I said, take advantage of it. There's going to be a lot of protesters there, and maybe they haven't signed the petition yet. Get them to sign.
There you go. Well, I appreciate that, Dawn. Thanks so much. And, tell Jack I said thank you. That's awesome. That's perfect. Again, 552-3595, 888-552-3595. We're going to turn our attention now to Ray in Pontiac. Ray, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm so glad that you're on 1310.
Well, thank you.
I've been listening to them for the last three years that I've been listening to this radio program, even before you came on. However, I'm glad that we have something locally, because we have to remind the people in the state of Michigan what this is all about. It appears that the corporate America wants us to become a third world nation, okay, that they want to eliminate the wages and health care and whatever else that has made us great. And I think they have forgotten that it was the workers that made this country great in the first place. And I'm very displeased with what I see with Snyder and all the rest of them, but I think that we dropped the ball in 2010 when we did not, as Democrats, talk about or speak about how we got where we were in this nation. And that's the reason why we have this debacle in Lansing and in D.C. So thank you for being on the air. I support whatever is going on. I am an activist. My husband worked for 50 years at Pontiac Motors. I worked at GMC Truck and Coach here in Pontiac, and we are General Motors people.
Well, you know,
and we are union people.
Ray, I'm a Pontiac guy through and through. I actually used to own a restaurant on the corner of Oakland and Montcalm.
You kidding me.
I'm not. It was called
right where you were.
No, it was called Tony's Coney. That's where I got my start in the restaurant business, and I lived right in that neighborhood for many years, and I love Pontiac.
Oh my gosh. I know right where you were. Yeah. I really do, because I worked on the other side of town, but my husband worked over there at Pontiac Motor.
Right, it was right across the street from the GMC Truck Center.
That's right.
Yeah, right across the street there.
Wow. So it is a small world.
It truly is.
And it's no doubt about it. And people who have worked for unions, and my mother worked there, it's just when they made tanks and stuff of that sort back in World War II. But I'm just calling to tell you, keep up the fight.
Thank you, Ray.
Know that there are people out here that are supporting you and praying daily. And I think that we're on a good start. I don't think the people of Michigan are going to start. And I find it ironic that Romney would even come to Michigan after he lied like he did. And I think it's just despicable on his part. But that's what Republicans do.
That's exactly what Republicans do. Ray, thank you so much for your call. You know, I will say, ladies and gentlemen, that Ray actually brings up a very important point. And I'm going to say this one more time, at the sake of maybe upsetting some of you. And speaking of lies, by the way, our song of the day is Lies by the Black Keys. So if you want to go to the First Shift Facebook page and check it out, well, go ahead and do that. Let me remind you, I'm going to say this again, and I know this upsets some Democrats, but you know, Democrats are not very good at winning. And what I mean by that is when they win, they don't know what to do with it. They think we've now arrived. We got what we got. And so then we're just going to be happy with that. Let me give you an example, and it's a pretty big example. In the year 2008, Barack Obama becomes president of the United States of America. We have a Senate that's predominantly almost a supermajority of Democrats, a House of Representatives that is predominantly Democrats. And we do very little with it. And Democrats stopped with the message. They allowed the Republicans to deliver the message unfettered, which is how we got into this 2010 debacle that we got into. For every time the Republicans told the lie, the Democrats did not refute that lie. For every time the Republicans said it was black, when it was actually green, we let them get away with the fact that it was black because Democrats think everybody's watching and they know that it's green. You know what? People weren't watching and they never do. And they believe what they're told, not what they see. And so when you have a media that's controlled by the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and the Glenn Becks and the Fox Newses of this world, and when you have the majority of the media being controlled. See, they told the lie for years that the media was liberal, and you believed that it was liberal. It wasn't. It was conservative. Organizations like the Heritage Foundation, the Mackinac Policy Center, all funded with conservative dollars. And then they tell you that they are going to legislate from a platform of morality, that they know what lives in your heart, that their God is the just and real God. They tell you that they have your best interest at heart, that they will spend less of your money, that you can keep more of it. And as a result of that, you will have a better and more gifted life. But folks, the reality is that's just not true, but you believed it anyway, and the Democrats let you. You see, the Democrats are very good at legislating. They're not very good at fighting. And we need to become better fighters. We certainly need to become better communicators. And that is part of what I do on a daily basis, obviously. Here's the difference. When we win in 2012, that is just the beginning of turning up the volume on what we need to do to make sure that our place in line never gets taken away from us again. Because it's not a matter of if we can turn this back. We have to. This is a mandatory assignment for all of us. We've got to turn this around. It's what we do with it once we get it turned around. And so the work that we will do on a daily basis leading up to the 2012 campaign, getting beyond the 2012 campaign, is critical to the next generation and the generation after that. I'll remind you that every pocket of prosperity in this country has come under rule of Democrats. Do your fact-checking. You'll find that I'm right. Ronald Reagan killed this country. Ronald Reagan killed labor. Ronald Reagan made his buddies very wealthy. Ronald Reagan was a cancer on our society. Now what we do with what we're able to turn around is completely up to us. So as I said earlier in the show today, and I've said certainly and every almost every day I've been on the air in the last 5 weeks, going on 6 weeks, this is a movement. If you choose to show up, that's great. But showing up isn't enough anymore. Now you must stand up. How many different ways do I have to say that before it will really take hold? You know, I talked early this morning, a little bit yesterday, about complacency. We cannot get complacent. We must continue on a daily basis to share word of this program. This is not my ego talking. I'm trying to give you a variety of topics that empower you to truth. I'm trying to mix them up so that we're not getting stale. I am working, as is Jeff, as is Todd, on a daily basis to give you the best possible guess we can give you. You have an obligation to us to help grow this show. We're advertising in the newspaper. You know, we're doing what we can do. We've got a plan in place, but without you, all of it is, it's all moot. You now need to show that you care enough about your democracy not to complain about it, not to whine about it, not to identify the problems, because we can all do that. We all do that. Sitting at the breakfast table, opening up that paper, going, oh, no, Lord, no, 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 this is wrong. They're taking away more of this. They're taking away more of that. Well, you know what? Now what are you willing to do to change it? Complaining about it will do nothing. Absolutely nothing. But for every phone call you make, every petition you sign, every letter to the editor that you send, every email that goes to one of your elected representatives, you get us one step closer to wrestling back our democracy from Republican rule. And if you think I'm being alarmist, I would encourage you to not listen to this show ever again. What are you willing to do? We're open lines. We've got time on the other side of this break. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. A quick break here. We've got more to do on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
Michigan News Talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Today, your home is more important than ever. Your Home with Murray Gola is a live weekly show that gives you free advice that can increase your home value, save you money, and give you the direction you need to get ahead. Tune into Your Home with Murray Gola every weekend, Saturday and Sunday starting at noon on 1130 a.m. WDFN The Fan.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Justice. 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 Is justice really blind? Is justice worth dying for? Worth fighting for? Justice is coming to you. Two men, one woman. The human rights perspective. Fighting for justice. Every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Right here on 1310 a.m. WDTW.
If you're in business and still don't have a website, you're missing out on thousands of potential customers that can help your business grow. Let the professionals at DWP Music Services connect your business to the World Wide Web. They can design anything from a simple one-page site to a full-blown e-commerce marketplace. It's time to take your business into the 21st century. Call DWP Music Services for a free consultation. 248-545-6612. That's 248-545-6612.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. I want to thank you for being with me. I do appreciate you being here. I do appreciate all the email I get throughout the day. I do appreciate the fact that when we don't have the podcast up, you know it. I appreciate the fact that you're listening to us and Mesick and Alpena and Holton and Iron Mountain. I do appreciate that. You need to do more. That's all I'm saying is you need to do more. And I'm not going to stop saying it. If we want to win, we've got to work a little harder. We've got to fight a little harder. Let's go to the phones. I want to welcome Ed and Livonia. Ed, thank you for joining First Shift this morning. What's on your mind, Ed?
Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm really doing well.
Your program.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling is I'm calling about the Citizens United ruling that they have.
Yes.
You know, where the corporations have just as much right as humans.
Yeah. In fact, you know, I've got a solution to our tax problem now, Ed. If they're gonna be considered humans, why don't we tax them as humans?
Well, not only that, but I'm not an attorney, but I don't know, maybe you could get some legal advice on this and maybe we can challenge it. The question I have is if corporations have as much rights as human beings, then why can't we as human beings incorporate and not pay any taxes? And I don't know why this hasn't been challenged.
You know, I'm gonna do homework on this, Ed. I'm gonna bet it probably has been challenged. But I'm gonna do some homework on this one because that door swings both ways, right? And I mean, you know,
exactly. And if they have the right to do that, then why don't we have the right to incorporate as humans and pay no taxes?
Yeah.
I mean, this is something we could really challenge them on and get national recognition on it.
I'm going to do some homework on that, Ed. I think that's an excellent idea. I like the way you think, Ed.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. I like the way Ed thinks. Thank you for that call, Ed. I am going to do some homework on this. If there's an attorney listening in this morning that knows the answer to that, why we can't just all incorporate and become private businesses, you know, let me know. My office number's on at thetonyshow.org, or you send me an email. Tony@thetonyshow.org. But either way, I'm going to do some work on this. Ed, great call. 888-552-3595. Tim joins us in Brownstown. Tim, welcome to First Shift. Good to talk to you again, my friend. What's on your mind?
Wow, good morning to you, Tony. My comment today is regarding the recession. Everybody has struggled a lot, the private sector, now the public sector. And I don't make this a dividing issue. This isn't a Republican or a Democrat or a union or non-union issue. This is we've been living high off the hog for a long time as Americans. This is an American problem, Tony. We have to get our spending under control because I don't feel like I'm undertaxed. I mean, I don't want you taxing me any more than I already am.
Yeah, but that's the problem,
just,
Tim.
We have to get the spending under control.
Yeah, but that's the problem, Tim. This isn't about the spending. It is about the taxing. And because of Ronald Reagan and because of his failed tax policies, because of trickle-down economics, which we know doesn't work, we have continued to cut taxes. We historically pay less taxes now, Tim, than we ever have in the history of this country.
Do you feel undertaxed?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, and Reagan was a great man. He was a great communicator.
He was a great, he might have been a great man. He was a horrible president and a horrible leader, and I'm not going to let you spew these lies on my program. Ronald Reagan was not a great man. He single-handedly ruined this country. And if you take a look at before Reagan, BR, and after Reagan, AR, BR was far preferable than to AR. Sweet God, Tim, I'm going to pray for you, son. I really am. I like you. You're a great guy. You're a very nice man. Naive as a rock sometimes. 888-552-3595. Pat in Dearborn, welcome to First Shift. A pleasure to have you on the Schmoaning. Pat?
Thank you, Tony. I just called to let you know I just finished talking to a very good neighbor of mine, a Republican, staunch Republican. We've had arguments together. We've laughed together. She now wants health care for everybody, and because her husband has cancer and Blue Cross is taking her to the shed, could lose her home, the whole spiel. One word, Republicans. They are not your friends. They never have been your friends. And people, please, for the love of God, if not for your fellow American, wake up. They are taking you for a ride. They're taking all of us and getting rid of what we have beheld for America for 70 years, and that is the thought of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, you name it. Republicans aren't your friends. I'm worried she might lose her home. My home's underwater. And it's not because of the Democratic Party, people.
Well,
okay?
Pat,
it's not.
You make me proud to be an American, Pat. Thank you. Thank you, Pat. And you know what? And I wish your neighbor well, and I will pray for her family. But imagine that once it became personal, that Republican all of a sudden wants to be a Democrat. And I'm not being disrespectful. I'm really not. All right, one last call before we get out of here today, and let's welcome Dennis in Farmington Hills to First Shift. Dennis, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, what I called for is I tend to lean to the right, and you guys on the left have got to really come off taxing corporations.
Why?
Because corporations don't pay taxes, they've never paid taxes, and they never will, no matter who's in power, because they can't pay taxes.
Why is that?
Corporation,
you know what? I have a corporation.
Because,
I'm paying taxes.
Well, hold on. No, you collect taxes.
And then I'm paying.
If a corporation does not pass all of its costs, fixed and variable, onto its customers, then it ceases to exist. It must pass all of its costs on. So when you say raise taxes on corporations, you're saying raise taxes on their customers.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yes, Dennis. Let me be clear. Yes, you and I need to pay more taxes. I want you. Yes, 100% clear on that. Yes, I think we should be paying more taxes. Yes.
But you want to do it through the corporation?
No, Dennis. No, okay. You're reading me wrong, buddy. You're reading me wrong. I'm willing to pay more taxes. Me, Tony Trucciano,
okay.
The guy that does a radio show that gets a paycheck, you can have more of my paycheck. I'm willing to pay more.
Okay, and I understand that. And what you also have to advocate is that everybody in this country needs to pay taxes.
Absolutely. Everybody.
Because
everyone.
Currently, I haven't paid taxes in 4 years. I file, but they send me more money back than I sent in. I'm not paying taxes. They're paying me.
You're right. Dennis,
and
we couldn't.
Flat out wrong.
You're right. You and I couldn't be in more agreement if we wanted to be. Absolutely, couldn't agree more.
Well, okay, but I keep hearing you say we need to keep raising taxes.
I don't keep saying we need to keep raising taxes. We need to tax fairly, and then we need to make sure, Dennis, that those taxes are used, not passed through.
When you say pass through, I don't understand.
Well, that passes through. You let them borrow it for a while, then they give it to you back. We need to let them keep some of that money for a while. That's all I'm saying. All right. Thank you, okay. Dennis. I appreciate it. Excellent. Absolutely. I'm with you. And I'm glad we had this conversation. It's always good. To clear up any misinformation. We did that. We're out of time today. Thank you, everybody. We will be back tomorrow. Joe DeSano for sure will be with us. I'll let you know everything else in the morning. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes still some heavier traffic, 75 South coming in toward 696 and the Ruther West coming into 75 out to Southfield Road. Drivers on M10 The Lodge seeing some of the heavier traffic right near the interchange with the Southfield Freeway where you cannot get onto M39. But if you head down toward the Davison, you're going to find a little bit of that heavier traffic, especially southbound as you make your way near the Wyoming Curve.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms off and on throughout the day. A high near 77. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Our low, 59. Tomorrow, thunderstorms and a high near 73. Last check at Metro Airport, still overcast and 72 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/13.